Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm on the show and didn't even know it. I'm over here wasting time. Let me get the prayer warrior in the blitz on the show right quick. I'm over here and didn't even know the show was on. Come on in there, y'all. Get this thing before Ernie get on me, man. We was in the backyard trying to get some stuff taken care of.
Amen. Amen. I was just getting ready to get started. I said, man, he must be done threw us in, just see what we're going to do. But good evening, my sisters and brothers. As always, we're glad to be back with you guys again. And we're sure enough glad to have Big Ernie with us here. We missed him last week. So I'm going to ask my brother, if you will, as I try to get around this noise, ask my brother if he will come in here and just tell the God that we serve, thank you for allowing us to have such a friend to just constantly every Monday to just bless us with the wealth and wealth of knowledge of the game that we love so well and this stuff we call nitrous. So, Brother Tim, if you will, would you take us to the Lord in prayer for my brother?
All righty. Thank you, Brother Lee.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you saying thank you, Lord, for another good day. We thank you for being our God and God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us with blessings that we never even suspected, Lord. We thank you for Brother Ernie, who is truly a blessing to the racing business out here, and we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you bless him and keep him with good health and strength and a sound mind. Bless his family and keep them healthy. And, Lord, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. We ask that, Lord, that we don't be selfish, that we ask that you would bless CompuCard and that you would bless Brother Ernie's business and let it be prosperous and that it would accomplish everything that he wanted it to do, that he'll see the fruit of his labor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. Let us all participate and help and thank him for all that he does. Thank you for a friend like Ernie. We thank you right now, Lord, and we ask that you bless this show. Continue to give him wisdom and understanding, and that he pours wisdom out into us and that we will be like a sponge and receive it. And we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, D or Dog.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Me and Brother Hunter was trying to get a man on the phone. We couldn't get him, Ernie. Not yet. I'm still calling.
Hey, 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 it's Monday. It's a lovely day today. Gonna be cooling down a little bit. Cars are gonna go faster. God dang, it's time to go racing. Hey, guys, this is Ernie with CompuCard Nitrous Oxide Systems, having more fun than we can stand. If we can help you with your nitrous equipment, fix it up, get it up, whatever you need, information, tuning, give me a call. That's what we're here to help you with and make it happen. Don't forget Don Kennedy, race car insurance. You know, Don Kennedy's supposed to be on tonight. He's kind of, he might be on the other phone busy, but we're going to try to get him in here tonight. Silverback Streams, Renegade Racing Fuels, Miss Lonesome, I almost forgot them all. Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida, and Loggerman. Before we get started, I will shout out to a good friend of mine, Eric Chabot. I know y'all don't know him. He races over in Great Britain over at Santa Pod Raceway. Been building a jet bike, well, not jet bike, a rocket bike, for about the last 4 or 5 years. Been in touch with him a lot, and since we do, you know, jets and rockets kind of blend in together. And this weekend, he broke 498 in a quarter mile, 1,320 foot with a 498 for a motorcycle with a rocket engine on it. Now, rocket engine was a hydrogen peroxide. They've been around since the 60s. Can't run them much over here in the United States because of the 100% hydrogen peroxide. They don't want anybody to have it because it is a rocket fuel and it has to be handled with safety. But, Bo, when you run a 498 on two wheels at over 400 kilometers per hour, that's getting it. Congratulations, Eric. You worked it. You deserve it. Okay, let's get back on what's been going on. What's been going on this weekend? Man, Rex. Lizzie Musi, Rex. Bunch of the big names, Rex. Hard Hit, Rex. Down in Australia, Rex. I don't know if it's the end of the season or what's going on. But guys, y'all need to pay attention. If the
Bobby
car
DeCody
is out of control. Yeah,
Bobby DeCody, Rex.
Tore his up, total his. I mean, it just tore it to pieces. You're getting into overdriving situations, and we've been into this before, and I saw it on four different wrecks. Throttle linkage hanging up. Now, there is no, well, there are reasons, but they're not reasons, they're excuses. The pan going between your carburetor blocking off your air scoop so you can pressurize the air going into your injection system, carburetor, whatever you're running, has got to be stiff enough so that when you're pressing down on it,
You got something you want to say? 318-8239. Hello? 318-8239. Hello?
And it happens a whole lot more often than it should. Make sure that when you put your carburetor, your pan on, your block off pan, push down on the back side. Hold it in place on the front, but push down on the back. Make it thick enough that it doesn't bend. I don't care if you have to use 125 thousandths of aluminum. You're not going to shave enough weight off of that plate to make a difference in the overall scheme of the car. An eighth of an inch plate, it might weigh, oh heck, 3 pounds. You're replacing it with, you're replacing one that you had on there that weighed 1.5 pounds. So that means that you've added 1.5 pounds to the car. Is that going to really slow your car down? No. But it's going to be stiffer, and it's going to keep it from collapsing back, locking in your throttle linkage. You know, most of these cars have tow returns. But when you get into that situation, the car is out of control, you're not thinking about pulling your foot back. You're just trying to hold on and steer. And unfortunately, the next thing you do is you grab the brakes. What happens when you grab the brakes? You lock your front wheels. Now you have no steering. Now you have a rocket ship with no guidance system. You need a proportioning valve on your car where you cannot lock the front tires. Yeah, you can stop them from rolling, but you can't lock them. Because you got a 2,500-pound car, 2,000-pound car, 3,000-pound car. It's being propelled by those big tires in the back. 10, 12, 14, 17, 18, whatever you're running. Do you think that your front brakes are going to stop those rear tires that are under full acceleration? The only thing you're going to do is you're going to get those things spinning. You're not going to have any traction, and you're going to have no steering. You're going to hit the wall. Hopefully you don't hit the guy beside you. But guys, take those thin pans that are around those carburetors and injectors, trace it out on a thick enough piece of aluminum. Make it out of thicker stuff. You know, I don't care if you use 3/16. Okay, we're going to add 2.5 pounds positive to the car. It ain't going to slow you down. Quit using the weight excuse for something that can kill you. Go to the bathroom if you're that close to your weight limit. I mean, most of you get more than 1.5 pounds off if you just go take a piss. So, come on. Get that crappy, thin stuff off. Put on some stiffer stuff. And make it safe. Make sure that your throttle goes over, full over, because you got the cantilevers on your throttle rods. Look up under there. Get your phone. Turn it on video. Look up under there. Operate that puppy. How much clearance do you have? You should have a minimum of 250 thousandths. That's a quarter of an inch. Minimum quarter inch. Now, what happens with these thin things, you pull them off, you put them on. You pull them off, you put them on. You don't get it quite on there right, you put the hood on, it gets bent a little bit. It's bent a little bit more. Next time it goes over, it tries to come back, it catches it. So, come on, guys. Be smart. Let's get this. This is a problem that can be solved so easy. A piece of aluminum, thicker aluminum, whether you use 125 or 175. You're not going to notice the difference, but it's sure going to make a safer car. All right, dog. What you got going this weekend? I took off last weekend, and I appreciate it. We had fun.
Okay, Ernie, I just got a text coming in. It says, can you ask Mr. Ernie what's hydrogen peroxide fuel rocket?
Well, hydrogen peroxide, okay, hydrogen peroxide is just like it states, hydrogen peroxide. What you're used to seeing in the stores, pharmacies, stuff like that, is about 2% hydrogen peroxide. What is used in a jet, in a rocket fuel, is 99.99% hydrogen peroxide. If it gets on your skin, it'll eat you up. The fumes are toxic. And you have silver disc screens in there that are coated with pure silver. When the hydrogen peroxide flashes across that screen, it causes it to expand and it's almost like an explosion. It builds up tremendous amount of pressure. And you have a exhaust tube that goes back. And that funnels the force that you're going to use, just like a rocket engine. It's blowing back and it's powering you forward. You get a situation on Eric's bike that probably weighs, maybe with him on it, maybe 450 pounds. And then you lop out there that it's got maybe 3,000 pounds of thrust. The weight to horsepower, weight to torque, thrust, is tremendous. And he's been doing a lot of 514s. He's been doing a lot of this other stuff. And he's worked up and finally made the big step up and just blew the world record away. Back to you, sir.
Yeah, ain't nobody asked you about that. We just wanted to ask you about that hydrogen peroxide. You said it don't go out. It don't go out till you run out of gas, honey. You can't put it out or something?
You cannot turn it off. You weigh in what you're going to use, how far you want to go down the track under acceleration. Most of the time with a hydrogen peroxide car, there was some back in the early days on stateside, natural high was the Vega with the jet engine, probably a half dozen of them. They would weigh the fuel in that for running about an eighth of a mile. All right, so it would accelerate for an eighth of a mile, just blistering. It run out of fuel and coast through the quarter mile at over 400 miles an hour. And now this was in the 1970s. Fast accelerating. First one I saw was at Blaney Drag Strip, other side of Columbia, South Carolina. Vanishing.
Talk about Blaney. Didn't the owner just die there?
Blaney.
I just heard seen somebody. Yep. He died or something, didn't he?
Huh? Yes, he did. It's a good guy, good friend.
Right.
Boy, he was a wild hare. But yeah, they would tell you don't watch the starting line, watch the finish line. Because when he leaves, your head may not keep up with it. It was never that fast. The driver would get in, they would strap him in, point him in the right direction. He had a stripe going down the car, and they would line that stripe up like a rifle sight to where they wanted him to be on the other end, because he had no steering. They locked the steering column in, gave him the high sign, and when he turned that rocket loose, it was amazing. And when he got on the other end, it took people to hold him up, keep him from collapsing. I don't know how many G's he was pulling, but it was probably in the 8 to 9 G range. Back to you, sir.
All right. Flop, I see you out there, and I don't know if old Tim Howell's got a question today or not. You know, he always got a question, but he's busy. Ernie, before we get Flop on there, it seemed to me, Ernie, back in the day when we was growing up, all the old raggedy leaking cars and all leaking oil, transmission fluid, water, they was having all the wrecks. Seems like now the more high-dollar cars are having wrecks, more up-to-date. You know, we forgot about Ziv Hudson had a big wreck, and he had a fire from. It seems like all the up-to-date, state-of-the-art cars are having rigs on it. What's going on with that, Ernie? Is it getting faster? What's going on with that, Ernie?
In our day, yeah, you're right. You know, we had 454s, 469s, that stuff. The class of cars that are running today, it's not unusual to have a street car with over 1,000 horsepower. And some of these outlaw cars, pro mud cars, whatever you want to call them, running over 4,000 horsepower. You know, when I was running a fuel funny car, 6,000 horsepower was setting world records. And now the door slammers have got 4,000 horsepower. Everything has improved so much, the technology, the tires, the chassis, everything has just gotten so better. And everybody's learned how little tricks that we can lock this stuff and use the power. Now you're getting in a situation where you're overpowering the track. You know, that they say, well, that's half the game. You got to figure out the track. Well, figuring out a track to get a car off the starting line and moving down range is one thing. But you want a track, if you're going to be running as fast as some of these guys are running, you want to make sure that track is good from one end to the other. And I think you've got some tracks out there that aren't quite as good. They had a no-prep race this weekend, and I think there was 6 or 7 cars hit the wall there. So it's the condition of the track. If you go to a no-prep race, go as a spectator. Because you're going to see some action. Even a good pass, they're turning the wheel. And on a bad pass, it don't matter what class you're in, you're going to see cars going all over the place. So if you're going to play that game, be prepared. You know, if you can't afford to break it, you can't afford to race it. back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie, you can win a prize if you can guess who our next caller is. We call him Big Ernie Jr., the professor. We call him Big Ernie Jr., but it ain't Tim House. So who you think this is? He's the Professor Jr. Who you think I'm talking about, Ernie?
Is it Fly?
Huh? Yeah, you made a fly. You got a fly. Come on here, Fly.
What's the prize?
Ernie, he wins a free prize of filling my nachos bottles back up when I bring him over.
You're going to have to come over here and take a look at my new pump. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
We thought the last nitrous pump was good.
Whew.
This new one is a trick. Yeah. Mr. Flop, uh-oh, what's happening, sir?
Ernie, you doing all right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. I got a question, Ernie. It's going to be from a budget racer standpoint. I have a open trailer with a little steel floor on it,
mm-hmm,
and it needs tires. Got about a little over 3,000-pound car that I haul on it. I bought the trailer new. It came with some D-rated, you know, the non-radio tires, of course, because they were the cheapest thing,
right,
I guess, available. What is, or what would you recommend as the minimum load range and ply for a trailer of such, an open trailer, 3,000-pound car, da-da-da-da-da?
Okay, first thing I want to know is how many lug axles do you have?
It's five lug. I think they're 7,000 pounds a piece, Ernie.
Nope. If they're five lugs, they're 3,000 to 3,500 pounds a piece.
Okay, 3,500.
A 7,000 pound would have 10 lugs, 8 to 10 lugs.
Okay.
So
okay,
that's the first thing you want to do, because you can get some really good tires. And
right,
what you're going to end up with, what was the minimum tire rating? I would probably look, probably a D rating.
Okay.
You know, that's not a super heavy duty. It's probably better than what was originally put on there.
Yeah, what was on here was junk, Ernie.
Yeah, that's, you think.
Yeah.
And an open trailer gets a lot of abuse, especially the wheels and tires, because they're always in the sun. So it's always being cooked. You've got to really pay attention to your tires, weather checking on the sidewalls, splitting in tread areas, and make sure that you check your lug nuts. And I ain't talking about check them at the first of the year and don't look at them again for another couple of years. You need to keep a pretty good check on the lug nuts on these things, because they can back the lugs off. If you get one lug that's loose, it's very easy for it to start snapping lugs off. And if you have lugs that are broken off, that's telling you you've got a problem. The wheel is not touching right.
Okay.
Back to you, sir.
Well, Ernie, let me just say this. I put a little post up on the book about it, and some of my friends busted my balls about it, and some of them gave me some pretty decent recommendations, I thought. But what I did is I purchased a set of tires, and it's a load range E, and it's a 10-ply
excellent
tire.
Yes.
That actually came from Witt. Wick gave me that recommendation, and a few others did too. So I just appreciate it, and I just kind of want to run it by you. So I got a pretty good deal on the tires, and they were one of the better brands. So, you know, I think I, you know, did a pretty good deal. I just wanted some confirmation on it.
Yeah, the G ratings are 14 ply. And
right.
what that ply is going to mean is the sidewall more than anything else. So the higher the letter, the stiffer the sidewall is, the more it can take. If you get a low rating, let's say it's a B rating. Rated for 3,500 pounds, but it's not even going to like it. If you're hauling a lawnmower, you're probably okay on that. But if you put it on a car trailer, the car weighs something, you're going to go down the road and the trailer is going to be squirming and walking on the sidewalls. That's where it starts breaking the cords in the sidewalls. The higher the rated tire, like say a G-rated 14-ply, that puppy is going to be like a tractor trailer tire. It's going to be rigid and solid, and it's going to be able to take the abuse.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Appreciate you, Ernie. Appreciate the talk.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Ernie, you know I'm a pretty good secretary, so you know if a good secretary, I always make sure you got all your stuff together. So guess who I got on the phone finally, Ernie?
Is it Don Kennedy with Kennedy Race Car Insurance?
Hey, Ernie, what are you doing?
OMG. Hey, Don Kennedy. Welcome to the show.
Tired. Run it, Indy.
Look, this man goes to Indy and races. Could have put the man on the trailer and decides to give him 2 10,000 reds. Okay.
I know. He had me covered, though, I think, Ernie.
I know. You felt sorry for him.
I did.
And you just figured you'd give it to him. Guys, this is Don Kennedy with Haggerty Insurance.
Yep.
Our number one go-to guy for any race car stuff.
Yep,
of course, Don.
Me.
I mean, I know you've seen a lot of the stuff that's been going on the last couple of weeks in the racing industry. Especially, let's pick on a spot. Let's pick on Kentucky, West Kentucky and Tennessee, that upper area that had all those bad floods.
Yeah.
We got insurance with you, and we got $40,000 worth of insurance. And my car's in the trailer. And my trailer left and went to go visit somewhere else. What do we do?
One of the things is called perils. And Haggerty covers perils. It's called other than collision. It means a tree falls on it, a flood comes in and takes your car away, it gets loose in the trailer. Anything that happens to the car other than damage to the car, tree, water, rain, hail is covered 100%.
You're an insurance salesman. You're trying to talk past me. See, but I caught you on something here.
What?
You said if the car comes loose in the trailer. You ain't mentioned this before. See, I think I caught you on something here. Tell me about this, because this happens more than we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, good friend of mine, good client, his car was in the stacker on the upper, and it came loose and beat the crap of the front end. That's covered. If a scooter like Jason DeForest, Larry DeForest's son, I know Larry for 50 years, a scooter got loose in his trailer, beat up the front end. It's covered. So any damage to the car, perils is called, is covered. And a lot of people are concerned about what if it's my fault. Well, one of the things that Haggerty does, we're insuring the race car. It's not at fault insurance. Now, if you have a claim that's huge, you know, naturally, before they cut you the big check, they're going to look into the situation. But it's covered. Tree falls on it, hail damage. We had a car that got hail damage. We had a car, a golf cart hit it. That's covered. That's other than collision, of course. It's limited trailer and pad on it. That covered it in the drag strip. But anything that happens to the vehicle, the race car, it's covered. Anything. So that's really cool because, you know, here in Tennessee, there's a lot of, like at Bowling Green, you know, the water gets up really quick, and if you're sitting in the pits and your car gets damaged, water damaged, you know, you simply take pictures of the damaged car, send me three pieces of paper saying the water got my car or scooter ran into me or a tree fell on it or hail hit it or my wife hit the car with a lawnmower or whatever. And it's covered, and you get a quote on how much it's going to cost to fix it. You send that to me. I put it in the claim department. And we've had about 40 claims, and all the claims have been paid in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
I'm your advocate for claims. I tell all my racing clients, you go out, let go of the button, enjoy the ride. If something happens to the car, I'm your advocate. You're my client.
Yeah.
Haggerty's like a 9/16 tool. So I'm very aggressive. I have a race car. I know how much money all these cars cost, and I'm very aggressive on behalf of my clients. So, yep, tree hits it, it's covered.
Uh-huh. All right. So what you're telling me is if I got insurance through Don Kennedy, Haggerty Insurance Company type stuff, of course, that's the only place to go, and I get ready to go out there, and I'm going to haul my car to the other side of the world. I'm insured. So, guys, what I'm telling you, if you've got a five-second car, okay, a five-second car, you're going to be on the line for 5 seconds of your car. But for the 24 hours, 59 minutes, and 55 seconds, Mr. Kennedy is going to insure your car.
Yep.
Now, I don't know how better you can get, because I promise you that car is going to be in that trailer or on that trailer going down the road 1,000, 2,000 miles so you can get out and race. You got more chance of being hit by a bull elephant on a racetrack as anything else. You got, you know, a tornado is liable to come through. I've had to chase and dodge 7 tornadoes going through Memphis, Tennessee. And it was all with the tornado. Is it just my marker? Oh, God Almighty, that's behind us. There's another one spotted up here. Oh, my God, that's right in front of us. And when you've got a big billboard called a trailer and you're trying to get that thing around all that wind and push, man, it's terrible. But can we get extra coverage on tools and trailer?
Yeah, one of the cool things that we've discovered is contents of your shop or trailer called parts are very inexpensive. For instance, $2,000 worth of parts could be anywhere, depending on the state you're in, $10 to $20 a year. For $2,000, you don't have to tell me what they are. You don't have to schedule.
That's a set of pistons anymore, Don.
Yeah. If you want more, it's pretty cheap for parts. Now, we put all the way up to $60,000 for parts in a guy's trailer or his shop. If you go more than $20,000 worth of parts, you have to tell me what they are, like a motor, stuff. But under $20,000, you don't. You just say put $20,000, and it's none scheduled. Now, tools. Tools are really expensive for some reason. So what I do with tools for clients, for $20 a year, we put what is called Motorsports Advantage. What that means is you have up to $2,500 worth of tools or parts if something is stolen, damaged, or destroyed in your shop or in your trailer. So let's call that tools. That's $20 a year. Motorsports Advantage also gives you trip interruption. I was coming back from St. Louis last year. My dually, the fuel filter got clogged up. I had to stay in a hotel. I kept the receipts and had to reimburse me. That's called trip interruption.
Wow.
And then the wild thing about Motorsports Advantage, it also covers environmental spill. which is wild. Who would ever think if you're towing your vehicle and you have a wreck and there is oil and gas all over the place that you would get billed for cleaning it up? Well, guess what? It happened in California, of all places. So
really,
places. Yeah, you get $2,500 up to environmental spill in oil, but it has to be related to the race car, towing the race car. Actually, one time in Vegas, a guy put a brand new transmission in his car, and he failed to pay attention to overflow, and he backed out, and there was a big old huge puddle of red transmission fluid two pits down from me. NHRA got really pissed, and they were going to charge him for cleaning it up. So I got involved and said, no, 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 we'll clean it up. Just give me the stuff that you put in there. I said, he's brand new. We're not going to disrupt him because he made a mistake. We've all done that. So we got a bunch of racers. We got everything, and we cleaned it up for him. But environmental spill is part of Motorsports Advantage. And the thing that turns some people off, which I don't like to talk about it, but Motorsports Advantage also gives you a $10,000 death benefit if you're involved with the race car and you get something happens to you. Now, that turns people off, but $10,000 of burial insurance, you know, we got to look at that, and I hate to do it, but I've done it twice. Called up the people and said, hey, I know something happened, and you know, your husband had $10,000, I feel guilty, send me the death certificate, and they get $10,000. Now, that turns some racers off because we think we're infallible. But that's $20 a year, Ernie. $20 a year. That's it.
Yeah.
All that stuff for $20.
That's two beers in a nightclub.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And, of course, I'm going to tell you, now, life insurance ain't going to do you any good if you're the one that gets killed. But it can sure relieve the stress on your family. And like you say, with the burial costs and everything else, because all that stuff is out. And it's a fact of life. You're going to get killed. I don't care if you play badminton. Somebody's going to die, have a heart attack.
I take care of it for my clients. If something happens, it bothers me just as much as probably your family, but because all my clients are, I try to be their advocate for anything that may happen, but I take care of all that stuff. So Motorsports Advantage, $20 a year, is worth every penny of it. And now, this is in your trailer or in your shop, okay? And that's one of the cool things. Haggerty is really getting more and more involved with race cars, and they have gotten more and more as I've got involved. I'm the number one broker in the United States for race cars, and of course I make sure I take care of my clients, because if I don't and I see you at the drag strip and I have to run you, you're going to kill me on the tree. And it's everybody for themselves on the tree. So,
yeah, we can improve this. When you turn off the road, put out the parachutes, we friends. If you got a problem, then I'll get out of my car and come rescue you. Yeah, I understand that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
on the
starting line,
it's every man for himself.
Oh, yes, every man for himself, definitely. Now, the other day,
then we go out
a well-known racer that I called you, he was standing here with me, a well-known, when I mentioned names, was taking an engine, his engine on his race car, to Texas to be worked on. And you told him it's covered.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it. Now, that's a big thing, guys. You know, that's a big thing.
This is a guy that took a motor out, hanging on his, well, sitting down on a hoist. The policeman, his neighbor was a policeman, and they left, okay? Came back, the motor was stolen, okay? Now, that's covered. But you have to have pictures that you send to Haggerty of that motor being in your race car, okay? And I tell everybody, if you send it, you have to have pictures of the receipt and pictures that you sent it and pictures of the box that you sent it. And then if it's something happens on the freight, it's covered. If it gets stolen in your garage, it's covered. But the key is verification by showing, yep, this is the motor I had in there, fuel injection, nitrous or whatever. It's covered if it gets stolen. Now, another thing that's kind of cool is Hagerty also, if, say, I'm running and I'm in the staging lanes, the return road, or the pits, and someone runs into my car and breaks something, like my transmission, okay, or damages the motor, that's covered. The key to getting coverage is making sure pictures and witnesses. We need witnesses. Don Kennedy ran into me with his car and broke my transmission. Here's a picture of the transmission. Here's a picture. Have three witnesses. Don Kennedy did this. Find out how much it's going to cost and send it to me. Now, what I like to do to get claims covered in a timely fashion, we do most of the work for Hagerty. In other words, we tell what happened. We have pictures of what happened. And we have what it's going to cost to fix it. And then when, if an underwriter calls you, I mean an adjuster calls you, you say, here's pictures of the damaged car. Here's three witnesses' statements on a piece of paper what happened. Here's how much it costs to fix it. That streamlines the claim process. Like Patsy and Larry Hill had a car that, like I told you, fell off in their stacker. So they sent me witnesses, pictures of the car, how much it's going to cost to fix it. I put the claim information in. I call them. I said, this is your claim number. I call the claim department every 3 days behind the scenes. If they call you, you tell them exactly what you wrote down on the statements. My car got loose in the trailer and damaged the front end. And that way we get the claim process done. So my whole idea is to make a racer relax. Let go of the button. Don't worry. If anything happens, that's on my shoulders, and I'm your advocate. I like to do that because, you know, it's time that racers have somebody to speak up for, and that's me.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I know that now, you know, when we're talking race cars, you know, we're talking about a lot of different parts, pieces, and everything else. But your major pieces, your transmission, your motor, these type of things, if somebody's going to steal something or steal your whole rig, that type of thing. And guys, remember this. If someone steals your rig, your truck insurance don't pay for your race car.
Nope.
It don't even pay for the trailer. So,
or even contents in most cases.
No, right. It don't pay nothing. If you're telling yourself that joke, there's a real problem. Sometimes the liability will cover if you make a short turn and the trailer damages something. It may pay for the damage that you did while you were turning, but it ain't going to pay for the trailer.
It pays for the liability, and Hagerty does the contents. We had a client, his trailer got loose and went into a wall, and it beat the crap out of the trailer, bent the frame. He had a car in a chassis up in a backer. It literally ripped the tie downs apart and totaled out that car. He had $25,000 on it, and then he only had $25,000 on a trailer, so he got $50,000. Then he had an opportunity to buy the car back at a huge reduced rate. Now, one of the things that I tell everybody, if you buy a brand new trailer, 2022, maybe even a 2021, you insure that trailer with your homeowner's policy or your automotive's policy because it has not depreciated. Now, if you have older ones, 2019 and older, you should do it with Hagerty because it's called guaranteed value. So guaranteed value means it's not negotiable. If you insure something like a race car for $50,000, that's what you're going to get. If you have a trailer for $50,000, that's what you're going to get. The older the trailer, the cheaper the premium is.
The depreciation is where they're going to get you on your homeowners.
Yes.
If it's not brand new, they're going to kill you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. After 2 years, then you need to definitely get your trailer insured with Haggard. And because the regular insurance company, man, they're going to lay you away. Plus, one of the things that I get upset about other insurance brokers or agents is they will sell you the policy, and then if you have a claim, they disappear, and they say, well, I'm not involved with the claim. The claim department is. Well, in our case, we never disappear. Even sometimes when we have a claim that's questionable, we still are advocate for the racer. And that's just where I am. My wife says, wow. And I said, well, I know how much it costs to do all this. And it's not cheap. So we got to take care of our stuff, Ernie. It's reasonable. Now, a lot of people don't have a budget. So I go, well, you don't have to put the guaranteed value of what you want. You could put $20,000 on a race car. That's $180 a year. And just get something back if something happens. You know. So.
Yeah.
And if you're a person that can fix your own trailer damage or race car damage, sometimes we put a deductible on it, although I do not like deductibles. I recommend not doing it. But sometimes people, like we had a client, he does body work, and I said, well, just put a $5,000 deductible on your trailer and race car if you can do all the body work, because you do it yourself. And so we did that. But $20,000 for a race car is $180 a year, Ernie. It's just a no-brainer. Now, what we need when you call me up is we need pictures of the motor, pictures of the interior, and pictures of the trunk. That's it. And then one of the things, a lot of race car don't have VIN numbers. We can use your NHRA number, a builder's number, a track number, as long as we have a picture of it, because my super stocker doesn't have a VIN number. So I use a builder's number that they had put in the frame on the roll bar. So, you know, that's a no-brainer. Everybody needs to call me, and I make 10% of what the premium is. I don't care about that, Ernie. I just want to make sure that these clients and racers and friends of mine, that we have somebody that's an advocate in case something happens to our race cars. Let go of the button, to lunch, let me handle the problem.
Yeah. on your specialty stuff, like, say, your motor and stuff. Now, most engine builders will put a serial number on their motor. I mean, that's pretty much standard for your big engine builders. But for your guy that's building his own motor and stuff like that, I've always been a big advocate into put a maker's mark or something on that motor. Because if it's out and it's gone, and the police going to say, well, what is it? Oh, it's an LS, and it's a so-and-so. He don't know. He could be resting his foot on it and wouldn't know what the hell you're talking about. But you go in there and you say, on the back of the passenger side block, I've got number 721 on the back of it.
Correct.
There ain't nobody else going to have it. And that's an identifying mark that if your motor is in a pile of motors, all you got to do is they'll go over and look. Oh, there's 721. Possession of stolen goods right there. We got the guy.
Well, one of the cool things.
Mark and take a picture of it.
Yeah, documentation is great. Whenever you send me the documentation, I tell everybody, put it in a file, show us pictures of the car, motor in the car, you know, it has whatever the characteristics of the engine is, put it in there, something happens, we have documentation. Now, a lot of times Haggerty will want a invoice on what you got in your car, which is kind of bothers me a little bit, because if you're like everybody is, you get a deal here and a deal there. Now, Haggerty's words is replacement costs. Okay? Now, replacement costs, if you had to do it all at once, is more than doing it as you gradually done. Like, you know, I have a lot of money in a super stocker, but I didn't go out and boom and buy it. You know, couldn't afford it. So you put a little money in it once in a while. So when we do replacement costs, if the value is over $50,000, we do what is custom and modified sheet. I do that for everybody. I put, you know, you got the different center section, axles, computers, motor, the cost of motor, cost of the car, and we put it in your file. And what that does, replacement costs, generally I try to make it a little bit more than what you might have paid for it, because say next year when things go up, we'll have proof of replacement costs, and it makes everything smooth. So that's called a custom and modified sheet, and I can do that.
Okay. All right, Doug, you got any questions we need to answer?
Yeah, y'all just talking so much about it. Yeah, hold on. Cal City, Cal, come
that's
on in
me.
There. You got a question for Don?
Right, Ernie?
Cal City.
Yes, sir. You talked about parts on the trailer being replaceable replaceable. So
yeah.
That includes exterior parts in case something get damaged in the event of an accident or something like that, or
yes. Replacement parts is parts that you replace on your race car. Now, if you have the trailer insured, like I've had a couple people, you know, they ran into a wall. One of my good friends did it, scraped his stacker. That's covered, okay? If something is stolen, now, one of the things that I tell everybody, if something's stolen at a track, say somebody steals your helmet, your jacket, or your tools, or a torque wrench. I had a torque wrench in 1985 stolen out of my trailer. So what you do is, you can't get a police report on that. You just go get one or two of your friends. Somebody stole my torque wrench out of my trailer. And then if you get in pictures of what you had, how much it's going to cost to replace it, you send that to me. You're on your honor. Now, it's best if something major is stolen, you go get the drag strip owner, our manager, and say, hey, this is what happened. Make a statement and then send that to me. Now, if it's outside the racing surface, like at home or somewhere, and it's a major thing, you get a police report. But most of the time, pictures tell the story. So we like to pictures. You know, that's why Haggerty wants pictures of the trailer, all sides, VIN number of the trailer, pictures of the race car, and that way they put them in your file, and they know that when something happens, you have a picture of the damaged car. So, yeah, anything happens to the trailer, a tornado hits it. We had a client in Colorado Springs,
semi-tire
beat up his gold rush. Fire's covered. Yeah, fire's covered. Any damage that happens to the trailer is covered. Now, a trailer is a little bit more expensive than a race car. A race car is about 1% of the guaranteed value, less $20. I can get you a club discount, which I try to do on everybody. But a trailer,
club,
you can figure about 2%.
CompuCar Club Nitrous. CompuCar Club Nitrous. See, I've been sending people to you and telling them that you're a member of, they're the member of Club Nitrous.
Yep.
CompuCar.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
So if y'all want the discount, it's CompuCar Club Nitrous.
That's right. Just tell him. Ernie's guy. He can help everybody, you know. So that's
okay,
kind of any questions. Did I answer the question okay?
Hold on.
Yes,
let
sir.
Me make sure. Hold on. Let me close. I close them up because y'all talking so long. Did he answer the question, Cal?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
All right.
You did.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. I got another one going up here.
Fire away.
And you know, since you came in so late, there, since you came in late, that's you and Ernie's fault. Big Al, come on. You old Big Al, come on, Big Al.
All right. Thank you, dog. I just wanted to ask a question. When you sign up and you get your a policy with you, how long does it take for it to be in effect? Sometimes they take 30 days and all that. So how long would it take before you are covered and ready to go?
Okay, once we get all the information in, pictures of the car, interior, trunk, and motor, pictures of the trailer, VIN numbers, ID, and all the pertinent information, we get a quote. So I call you with the premium, and I go, this is your option. If the premium's over $300 a year, you can make payments. Instantly, you make a payment. Instantly, you have coverage. Instantly. Then you get an email from my company explaining the coverage in layman terms. Then you get a paper email from Haggerty explaining the coverage in insurance terms. Then a week and a half later, you get a paper packet. But it takes about two. I push them which I'm very aggressive on behalf of my clients. I push them. But lately, it's been about 2 to 3 days to get everything in. It's all determined on how much you send in to me, how quick you do. But the moment you make a payment, whether it's monthly, twice a year, four times a year, or all at once, you have coverage instantly. Like I had a client call me up last week. He was going to pick up a trailer. He said, I need it done. We got all the information in real quick, and we got him done in an hour. And he paid monthly payments. So that's kind of what it doesn't take 30 days because that's crazy. I know drag racers, we want something right now, and I'm no different. So I kind of assist on that with Haggerty. To answer your question, okay?
All right. Yeah, I did. You did. Thank you.
Okay. Back to you, Mr. Ernie.
Mr. Dog, you got any more questions? Okay.
If I had any more questions, I wouldn't be telling them back to you.
Well.
I wouldn't be saying back to you.
Okay, Doc.
It's Ernie's fault I talk too much.
Okay, we've got a lot of people out there, and I'm fixing to put some insurance on a car that I'm building. And it's going to be a street and strip. It's not going to be an expensive car. You know, I'm going to probably say the value what we're going to declare is $20,000.
Right. Yep.
But I want to drive it every now and then. You know, it's...
Yep.
You know, it's not going to be my main driver. It's going to be car shows
right.
and cruising
yeah.
and that type of thing. What can we do on that?
Well, generally, street and strip is based, the premium is based on what state you're in, what size motor you have, and your driving record, insurance score.
Yeah.
Street and strip has a lot to do with that. As far as limiting how many miles you can drive, that's kind of a strange thing that insurance companies do. How can they tell me how many miles I'm going to drive on my street strip car? But generally, there's two categories, street strip and then a street rod. You drive it to the drag strip occasionally. Generally, that's a little bit less expensive. And
right.
also, there's a thing called garage mode. If you're working on the car and you're concerned about something happening in the garage, because we had a fire here 2 weeks ago, this car caught on fire, it's called garage mode. That means it's covered. If anything happens inside the garage, it's covered. As soon as you take it outside the garage, whether to race it or drive it on the street, you call me and we take it out of garage mode. Garage mode is kind of a guarantee what it's going to be, and it kind of saves some money. Yeah. So I
okay,
like
so
to do that.
It's more, depends on what the state requires than it is an overall. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Some of the states are harder, like Kansas of all places. Kansas is tough. Kansas, I know, and I don't, you know,
Kansas?
I know a lot of people live in Kansas, but Kansas, New York.
I don't know why Kansas
is that way. California, they're kind of strict on everything, but we still get them insured. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Okay.
You
well,
know, it's,
back to you, Dan.
Go ahead.
Ernie, you got any important points to hit right quick because we, you know, since he came in a little late, we're running a little late, and we're going to run up on an hour.
Yeah.
You got any important points you wanted to put out right quick, Ernie, before we get out of here, Ernie?
No, I think we've pretty much got it covered. Don, go ahead and tell them how to get in touch with you, and we'll go that way and call it a good night.
Okay, I appreciate it, Ernie. Don Kennedy, you can call me anytime, day or night, 5 in the morning till 10 at night, every day but Sunday. My number is 602-284-6240. That is 602-284-6240. We live near Gallatin, Tennessee, out in the country. So call me anytime, day or night. And Ernie taught me to talk too much, so I have to kind of curb my talking because we talk forever. So, yeah, you guys, anybody can call me about any questions you have day or night. Don't matter.
Excellent. Don, I appreciate you coming on. And, guys,
thanks.
If y'all need him, you give Don a call.
Yep.
He is the go-to man for anything you need on your insurance on your race car. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Appreciate you coming on.
Okay.
All right,
thanks,
Dog. This is Ernie with Conti Carton Nitrous Oxide Systems, because I know Dog's fixing to tell me to get the hell off. If I can help you with any of your equipment, any of your information that you might need, give me a call, 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NIFERS. You can't forget that phone number. Don Kennedy,
right.
Car Insurance. Silverback Streams for all your IPTV, I think I got that right, needs. That's that little box you get all those other channels on, like 4,800 channels now. Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. FTI Transmissions down in lonely old Florida. And Longerman. Dog, back to you. Love you.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my little brief break, but I'm back.
Yeah,
and,
I was gonna say, honey, we gotta stop letting you skip, honey. You start forgetting stuff. We gotta stop letting you skip days, honey. And you forget your space. But you pull it on in at him. You pull it on in.
Well, that's called old age, son. I mean, I saw you walking the other day, and I thought, my Lord, he done got old. So, guys,
hey,
if you need me, give me a call. I'm here to help you, just like Don Kennedy's here to help you. And like I say, when you call Don Kennedy, CompuCar Nitrous Club Nitrous. Well, CompuCar Club Nitrous. That will get you the discount that they're offering. So we had Club Nitrous for 25, 30 years with our logo. So use it, save some money, but get some insurance on your car. Dog, love you, mean it. Get a chance, stop by.
Okay, big man. Appreciate you. Take care, big man.
Yes,
take care, honey.
All right.
All right, that was long-winded early. Let me see, can I get the long-winded prayer warriors in there?
Good evening again, my sisters and my brothers. I hope and trust that you all heard what the song said, Brother Tim. But he said, leave it in the hands of the Lord. Oh, that's the young lady just telling. So whatever your burdens might be, whatever is troubling you, whatever you can't deal with, whatever you feel like is wearing you down, you just don't know where to turn. The songwriter said, leave it in the hands of the Lord. And I want to say this to you real quick, and I got the way. You know why she was able to say that, Brother Tim? See, there's a passage of scripture that told man, said, bring your burdens to the Lord. And he said, leave them there. See, God don't need you or me to help him fix our situation. I told you all a while back, a friend of mine told me one time, he said, Brother D, he said, I thought I had to help God bless me. And all I had to do was get out the way. So I'm telling you all in closing, if you have any problems, the Lord just moves in mysterious ways, because I really wanted to give you a verse and I'm going to save you to tomorrow. But dog just changed everything with that song. But as I say, if you're troubled in mind, if you're down, despair, just don't know which way to go, you feel like you want to kill yourself. No matter what's troubling your sister and brother, you can take your burdens to the Lord. And I can promise you this. If you leave it with God, don't get up and leave and try to fix it yourself. Don't go tell God about it, and then you go try to fix it. You got to leave it with him. I can promise you he's a hard fixer, and he's a mind regulator. Oh, yes, he is. Come on in, brother. Come on in. Come on in, brother.
Well, Brother D, you have already... You and already and did the lesson for you tomorrow with everything you just said. So I just wanted to say this to my brother and sister. Just like Don Kennedy was on the phone talking about car insurance, well, you better have some life insurance, some soul insurance. And that's what I want to talk about tomorrow when we come on, because this is what it's all about. We don't take time and think. And I got this from Brother Eric and Brother Reverend Henry over there. He said that you will never know that you need God until he's all that you got. My. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
You will never know that you need God.
I ain't going to let you. I'm going to take that credit. Tim, I got to stop it. That come from me. I thought it was them, and they used it. My credit. I wasn't brought that up there.
I appreciate you bringing that up, because when I heard that, it touched my heart so much. Thank you, Willie Dog. I really appreciate that. And it means something, because people right now, you don't care nothing about no insurance until you get in a car accident. You don't care about no insurance until, guess what? You get sick and you go to the hospital and they tell you, no. What kind of insurance do you have? I don't have any. Well, we'll try to save your life, but anything else is on you. And so what I'm here to say, my brother and sister, we're telling you, we're begging, we're pleading, we're screaming, we're hollering. Please trust God. Get it right with him before it gets too late, because when it's too late, it's too late. That's all I have,
Amen.
But I want to thank you, dog, for that one. That was great, man. Thank you, dog.
Most definitely. Okay.
You know what, Bro Dog, before we get out of here, I want to ask my sister and brother to do something for me, because we're going to speak on it tomorrow in the opening. Find time to look at John 3:16.
Uh-oh.
Book of John, the New Testament. It's called the Book of John, chapter 3:16. And then I had mine to speak on today, but Brother Dog changed it with the song. But just verse yourself in that tomorrow. We're going to go over there tomorrow before Brother Tim comes with the word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord another day.
special guest here. Is this wheelchair? 478-2299. Is this wheelchair? We got a special guest.
It ain't no special guest.
When you heard from me in 2 weeks, yeah. You must be a special guest. You got your old number.
Let me have something right there. I got to do something right there. Hold on.
Okay. That dog on wheelchair. Kid, hit the one button, kid. You know you out there. Get on your job, kid. Yeah, he'll call you. Mailman, you must be on the wrong show. Kid, you out there, hit the one button. Anybody got in there? Anything they want to put out today, hit the one button. Let's go and put it on out there. Let's get this thing on the road today, y'all. Mailman must have been drinking or something. He just sent me a text saying he can't hear nothing. He must be on the wrong show. Wheelchair had to take care of something? On the wrong show. Y'all bear with me there for a minute there. I do see it. Can y'all hear me out there? I hope y'all can hear me out there. You must be on the wrong show. Since I did see one of my people dropped off, somebody dropped off. They don't usually drop off that fast. Okay. Oh, mailman got a messed up number on there too, boy. Wheelchair, you back yet, boy? Nettie. Okay. All right, Nettie. Nettie was the first man. All right, Nettie. Appreciate it. I heard you over there trying to lock a race in the other day, Nettie. Over there, I heard you. You almost got a little rowdy, so I didn't bother you, though, Nettie. I heard you over there trying to lock in, and they was messing with flop. You don't like nobody messing with flop, Nettie. Nettie don't like nobody messing with flop, buddy. They wanted flop to drive the car. Nettie said, "All right, ain't worried about it with all that." Yes, sir. Yeah, I heard you, man. I be over there eavesdropping. Who we got? 662-2724. Talk to me. Hello. All right. I don't know which SA has some business to take care of. You know, I don't want to rush nobody. Kid ain't hit the one button, so I'll just now go ahead and... All right, guys. You know, we had a lot of racing going on this week over there in Texas, man. That was the biggest race going on. Big Jake had another big successful race. I'm going to say successful if you love the race because they race from sun up to sundown over there, man. I don't know. Sometimes you get too much racing, can't you, kid? I mean,
you got a point there.
Getting through around 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning and everything. Lord, how much? How can you take it, kid?
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah.
Tough kitty.
They had a lot of racing going on there, you know. My old team, TMR, didn't do on my team, TMR, didn't do too good this week. Yeah.
A lot of other activities?
Yeah, well, we ain't going to worry about that. We ain't going to worry about the other activities. We're just going to worry about the racing for us here. We're just going to worry about the racing. We let the other activities take care of themselves. What you got going on, kid? Anything you got to say? Anything going on up there with? How do you know?
Oh, nothing.
I know
well,
we
got a big race coming up on Saturday at US 41. Big Shams race, the stage. Look like it's going to be a good weather and look like it's going to be a good turnout. Hello?
Hey, kid. You there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here.
I think something going on with the show, y'all. I think you tried to get on. You can't get on. It was overloaded just a minute ago. Now, I don't think they let nobody on. I don't know if there's something going on with the show or not, though. But hold on. Kid, talk for a minute. I got to go to check this out right quick.
Yeah. Yep. We're having a big show up here in the Midwest next Saturday at US 41. Anybody in the neighborhood or close by, you know, you're welcome to come on by and see what you can do, what you do.
Kid, you going to be there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to give me a good report now.
Well, you know,
okay.
I'm going to be working. I'm going to be working, so, you know, I have to give you what I can.
Hold up, kid. What kind of work you going to be doing, kid? What kind of work you going to be doing?
We're going to be selling fish, chicken, you name it.
So you're going to be cooking then.
Greens.
So you're going to be cooking
then. Got greens, greens, potatoes, ham,
Go ahead. No, I just checked, man. Something going on with the show. If you ain't already on, if you call in now, you can't get on. I don't know. They got some kind of technical difficulty going on.
Oh, man.
We finally got good weather down here. Now, all that means I got to go out there and cut that grass again, man. And we got
yeah.
So this week coming up, we got Mike.
If Tim House in the neighborhood, that's his profession.
Mike trying to get in. He said, me and Mike trying to get in. Well, you and Mike should already been in. So if you ain't already in, I'm tough kitty, said the kitty. That's all I'm trying to say. The show been on for an hour and 15 minutes. If you ain't already got on, well, that's tough kitty. And like I said, if did you call into the show, something ain't right. Then somebody might have sabotaged me. They're trying to mess with my numbers, kid. But that don't make no difference. I don't care. They can't hurt me. But anyway, what I was supposed to say, since Wheelchair said he'll be back, I hope ain't nothing wrong with him. He left and ain't came back yet. Mike, he a big race coming up here this weekend. What is the number to get on the show? If you don't know, Joker's going to text me. I don't know. Going to text me, what's the number to get on the show? If you don't know, I don't know. I'm going to tell him I don't
Damn.
Know. I don't know why.
Not what's the number to get on the show.
I know. I've been on for 15 years, and he's going to ask me what the number is to get on the show. If I tell a Joker the number to get on the show, it'll snow. Yeah.
Oh,
you
man.
Know?
They want to know if we're talking about other activity, but they don't know. We don't care about that.
I ain't worried about that. 901-4985. Come on in there.
Oh, man.
Hey, dog. How you doing?
What's up?
Oh,
who we talking to? Who that? Call me Willie. I know it, man. I just
call you Willie.
I know it. Yeah.
Hey.
Go ahead and tell them what you got going on this weekend.
Good luck to all the guys having an event this weekend, but I got a race Saturday, Holly Springs, Mississippi. Anybody in the area, I'm having 6070. I'm having anything on 28. I'm having a small block. And run what you brown. Saturday, the gates open at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a good time. And y'all in the area, come on by. We're going to try to get a little racing in and try to have a good time down in Holly Springs. So if anybody in the area or know if anybody going to be in the area, looking for something to do, gates will be open at 4 o'clock. And everybody's welcome. And anybody coming, thank y'all. Anybody that can't make it, thank y'all too.
Oh,
thank you.
What's the address? He want to come by there?
Oh, come on, kid.
Hey, kid, give me the address. Give me the address. To where you gonna be at first, kid?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna be in Morocco.
Well, I'm gonna be in Holly Springs. How long you been holding?
Oh,
that
okay
in?
Then. We're about 550 miles apart.
Oh, hell. We'll keep each other up. Hey, kid, we just keep each other uplifted, huh?
Right.
Hey, kid, I'm going to pray y'all have a good time, and y'all pray I have a good time, and then we both have a good time, kid.
Yes, indeed, without a doubt. Yep.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, dog. Appreciate that. Let me advertise, dog. I appreciate you very much, that's all.
Hey, man, no problem, my brother. Anytime. You got carte blanche on here, baby. Anytime.
Yes, sir.
Anybody else out there? Like I said, we got a big race this weekend also at the House of Hook. And if I get out of there anytime, I can't make Kiki race because it's on the same date, the 17th, but the 18th is, I think Pat got a race the next day. I'm gonna try to if everything works right, I'm gonna try to shoot on down there. I said I'm gonna try. Ain't no guarantee. I'm gonna try to shoot
Phoenix
on down
City
there.
Holly Springs, man.
Holly Springs. Holly Springs, kid. Holly Springs.
Oh, you said Pat.
Pat Galtney. I said Pat Galtney.
Oh, okay.
More than one Pat.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, kid. We know you ain't too smart, kid. We know you're not the brightest joke in the world, but you know.
Uh-uh.
We ain't gonna hold that against you. We ain't going to hold that against you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Elevator don't never leave the first floor.
I'm telling you.
Well,
not when you got escalators.
He got some bread in the oven. It ain't quite brown yet.
Oh, man.
It ain't even start rising.
Come on, Kiki.
Kiki, you gotta use that clapper girl. You gotta use that clapper girl to make sure it rise.
Oh Lord, I must say it ain't so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know where I like I said, I gotta repeat that for the people. I assume the internet people can listen to it on the internet, I assume. But I just sent them a message about the show numbers not working. The show number's not working. You can't get in now. It was overloaded at first. It had 120 some people on it. So that's what happened. It must have just burned it up or went down. Because it didn't over there. It don't go there but 100 kids. It don't go there but 100. So I really had messed it up.
Do the circuit breaker.
It might have did that. But so what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna go on until since wheelchair didn't come back. I hope he. Oh, that flop. Oh, flop now. I hope. Flopping his stars and prayers. Anytime Floppy
oh,
does,
shit.
I know it's some trouble. What's going on, Floppy?
No, I was just gonna tell Kid, man, it's a lot of people out here don't even know what clapper girl is, Kid.
That's that baking soda, ain't it? That's that what the stuff is.
Yes,
yeah.
Baking powder.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I heard that. So, kids, you got Big Sam them having a race this weekend?
Yeah.
And y'all going to be filling 41
drag strip, Morocco, Indiana.
Man, y'all had these races on the same dates, man. I need to slip a band hit me on in the head. I just bought me some brand new slicks, man. I was going to sneak a band hit Leon in the head, man.
The leaking. Not off the trailer.
Yeah. He can piss all he wants, but I'm going to come out the trailer now. I'm going to show him what the real out the trailer means. But I can't slip up there now because I got to either slip down to Holly Springs or I got to stay home. I don't know. Mike, he or Mike, we're going to be careful there in the house of Hook this week.
Yeah.
They got a big daily driver race over there. Yeah, they got a big daily driver race over there and an extreme race over there. But anyway, that being said, Big Jake, I talked to Big Jake. He don't usually come on this show over here, but, he called me and said everything. We shared his post and everything because, my birthday bash over there at Steel, it beat the heat. Xavier McBride and everything got rained out, But, of course, though, Xavier, he didn't call the race till late, so I ain't nowhere in the world I could have got ready to go to Texas. Because I'd have been there. If he had called a little earlier, I'd have eased on over to Texas. But man, I don't know if I could have stood them long days they had over there, boy. Good Lord.
Yeah, well.
They started late in the end early. Early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The kid, it's just like if I went over there, if I got a room for Sunday, I wouldn't be able to use it because they didn't start raising until 10 or 11 o'clock. I got to leave out the hotel at 11 o'clock, so I'd have been in trouble. That's been a waste.
They were racing damn near about 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's exactly right, yeah. So that'd have been a waste. But anywho, I do have a bad report this week. So with the limited resources we got right now, because they won't let nobody in, and everybody be caught, on Monday they be looking for all the trash and everything. But I ain't getting no trash.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody out there got a bad report, anybody out there with a bad report, just hit the one button and let me know if you got a bad report. Trigger, you got a bad report, Trigger?
Oh, I do have a bad report. I do.
All right. Hold on a minute. Let me get my paper together here because I write this down just in case somebody got a problem.
One dispute.
They got a problem with the bear report.
Ain't no need to dispute the bear report. It's my opinion. They need to sit down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They don't understand it. They don't understand it. That's one of the problems. Thank you, Trick. I'm glad you said that. Come on, Trick. Give me your bear report. Hold on a minute for you. Hold on. We got somebody. Hold on before you get it. Somebody from Texas might be on there. It might be Alan Rodriguez or somebody. He's gonna call me talking about what the number to the show. You know what I told him though. 832-3731. Who that ain't Dre or somebody?
My name is Raymond, dog.
Is Raymond?
My name is Raymond. Yeah, Raymond.
Come on, what you got, Ray?
Over in Texas, man, my bad report be that Maverick from Team Crook Racing, that Maverick.
Uh-huh.
That'd be my bear. Jesse James, he'll be the cub, because he slept with Jesse James.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, he slept shit out of Jesse James. They won and won. He beat Jesse James, beat him Friday night, and he came out and beat Jesse James Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
I got you. I got you.
My bully, I think it'll be Keisha. I think Keisha will be the bully.
Who?
Yeah.
You talking about Trigger?
Trigger Man, yeah. Yeah, they talk a little shit, but they got whooped.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Remy. You doing good, Remy. You need to come on every week.
Man, what's Remy been drinking?
Right, kid.
Hold up,
man.
Hold up, Remy. Remy, somebody paying attention to me. He said they whoop y'all Friday for the money, but y'all didn't win nothing Saturday. It was free. He said they when they got whooped, it was free.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
A win is a win, a loss is a loss in my book. You
lost.
That's a L.
Yeah, Raymond, I like you, Raymond. I want you to start coming on every week. You talk good. And you don't seem like you scared of nobody.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it, dog. Over here in Texas
with me. You know. Okay, brother. Okay, Raymond, I appreciate that. I want you to start coming on every week and say something because I like the way you talk and you ain't scared. Even though Alan Rodriguez said he's going to whoop your butt. he said when y'all beat him, it was for free. It was free. He said when y'all beat him, it was free.
They may be calling back out Saturday night. They went under that grudge race Saturday night. The may be calling back out Saturday night. They didn't on it.
Okay.
Okay,
hang around, Raymond, just in case somebody wants to holler at you, okay?
All right.
Appreciate you coming on. Raymond talking tough. 512. That's awesome. 512-0268. What do you got? Who this?
Man, I don't know what the fuck he talking about. That shit ain't even accurate. How the fuck you couldn't goddamn come here talking about goddamn the Mavericks is the burn and he ain't good race, not a soul over there. And then Keisha came over and got knocked out the first fucking round and tested the rest of the night. Get the fuck out of that bullshit.
Damn.
Hey, who we got here? This is up here. Who we got? Who is
this? This boy like I'm from Texas. I had three drug races over there.
Hold up. Y'all. Hold up. Let me get in my bed. Who you said it is?
Bud Light Baby.
Oh, Bud Light. Okay, Bud Light. Bud Light, you? You talk. You we about to get you a show too, boy. Figure they lit up over there. Hey, but Bud Light, this is where it's going now. A bat can get whooped and a bullet can get whooped. That don't mean there ain't no bear no bullet.
How you gonna be a bear and a bullet and you didn't even draw on nobody. You didn't grudge race.
Hold on, for two,
Jesse James beat the Maverick, which is El Chupacabra, is a Maverick name. The owner is Russell Stone. Jesse James beat him on Friday. They both went down the track. Jesse James got the fuck out of him. On Saturday, Jesse James lost. Jesse James knocked the tires off. So a win is a win, a loss is a loss, but the Maverick didn't just straight up beat Jesse James. So get off that fucking
track. Right.
Let me tell you how crazy Slim Small Liquor is. The car get in the back tire, then he want to run the man for the move. The man come back and beat him head up. Now, how big a clown is that? Now, that's Lamar Sample right there.
He beat him head up.
They got to go on, ain't you?
Yes, indeed.
Black Mama beat you head up. All that bitch in the shoe, right?
He called the man. Hold on. See what I'm talking about. See, dog, you got motherfuckers come on here. I don't know what the fuck they talking about. He saying Black Mama beat me in a shootout. I never got in a shootout. I had three grudge races. I ran Black Mama because. Say what?
It was a grudge race.
You know what I'm talking about, Bud Light?
Yeah.
No, baby. That's liquor to you.
No.
If he comes right out like that, wait to hear my bad report. He's probably gonna tear me up too.
we gonna call him Heineken then. We gonna mess around and call him Heineken then.
Oh man. Hey, I really don't give a shit. I'm just saying. The man needs to be accurate on what he's saying. Now he want to back door and talking about I'm the Lamont Sample because I ran a man head up for 7,000. How's that Lamont Sample? I stepped out of my class and ran a motherfucker head up for 7,000. What the fuck is you talking about, dude? I said to be on the bear report, you need to at least have one grudge race, not come out there for no fucking shootout.
Not necessarily.
Well,
the shootout, they grudge race in the shootout.
But they wasn't. It didn't.
That's your opinion, though. The official bear report is you can win.
That's not no opinion. They was not raped. They was not grudge racing each round in the shootout.
Slit. We can't argue that, Slit. That ain't our place to argue.
Well, I'm telling
come
you.
Come on, old style.
It ain't no argument.
That ain't our place to even determine that. This is an opinion. This is an opinionated report. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do politics with this report. We really don't care.
You're right. What you saying? What can't happen? And I'm telling you, what did not happen.
Well, we don't know that. In your opinion, it didn't happen. They probably bet at the trailer.
I know. Oh, okay.
But that's my co-host. She's handling you pretty good there.
She's going off of assumptions. I'm telling y'all what actually happened there at the track.
She's telling you the truth though. You said that just because you said it don't make it true. Like you said, it's his opinion. We can't change it. A man's opinion is never wrong.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you like this. I was standing there. Well, actually, Jamie was in the same lane. In the same lane, right behind me with Keisha. Now Jamie went out first round because he knocked ties off. Whatever. So you know, Jamie and both knocked ties off.
They went down through that.
He knocked the ties off in the first round of the shootout on Saturday against that gold pro charge Camaro.
Did he knock him off down low? Okay, all right, yeah.
Actually, they both knocked him out, but they're just the Camaro, you know, recover faster.
Okay.
So what I was saying, I asked Jamie in the stage lane, he's called right behind mine. I asked him, I said, so you gonna try to get on somebody's ass out here? Why? Nah, man, I'm just gonna test it because you know we made a whole lot of change to the car, and you know I'm just gonna test this and the other. I said, okay, that's understandable, which is really not because we had an event. And I mean, I don't understand why you got pissed.
Let me ask you this then. Where does Jamie belong on the Bear Report, in your opinion?
Not Lamont Stafford.
Okay, well, give it to Lamont Stafford. Well, give it to him then. Hand it to him.
Shit.
Okay, you got it.
Tell Dog your bad report then. There you go. Tell Dog your
bad
report and tell him
that. If you ain't got one, that's part of the bad report if you want him to be the Lamont Tapper. Is that what you want, Bud Light?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can make Jamie the Lamont Tapper, I guess. You can make I guess you can make the Crunk Camp some bullies because I say Fuchs, you can make Fuchs the bully. Because they came out here talking all that shit with all these races, and they only won one, which really ain't count that because they didn't get paid for it.
Okay, all right, don't worry about that. Give me something.
As far as the bear, I mean, I don't know who beat the bear. I mean,
you said you had three races. You could be the best. You can make yourself the best.
I don't like to pull my own chain.
Ain't no problem. I understand that, but my point I'm trying to make, see, we didn't know, ain't none of us that listen to me, Kid, or Trigger, we didn't know nothing about that, but you said you had three races. That's some bad stuff, mm-hmm. man, a big race like that. That's some bad stuff.
Right. And you pulled all three of them off?
No, I lost the one to Black Mama because they were basically not
trying to make
it.
You ain't got to tell us why. You ain't got to tell us why.
I went 2-1. I ran Alabama on 10-4. They got a Mustang. I ran them first on Friday. Now then I ran the boys out of Arkansas on Saturday. Then I ran the boys out of Mississippi.
What's your car name, Bud Light?
Bud Light Baby.
Okay, Bud Light Baby. Okay, no problem. All right, Bud Light Baby. On the ballot poster, you don't have to give us no explanation why you're doing it. All you got to do is just tell us who you want. So right there, that qualifies you, to be honest with you, to be a bear. You could be the bear. You could be the bear.
Yeah.
That's bad stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to do it. No matter to me.
Yeah. Okay, Bud Light.
Like,
man, you
I,
are
I,
entertaining.
I right
you
right.
Okay, you and Raymond, y'all stick around. I'm going to come back to y'all. Yeah. I'm going to close you up now. You and Raymond sit around.
Yeah. They something else.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Trigger, you did good, but now you got to – don't get like Kid now. You got to pay attention. You come back pretty good, though. Kid help you out, though, because you know y'all tag team partner, you and Kid. Kid, you probably playing mm-hmm. Trigger in the past response since you talking about she was taking a drink. Nakia, I'll see you out there. Hold on a minute. Spider Monkey, what's your guy? Spider Monkey. Spider Monkey.
Not the spider monkey.
Spider monkey. He put it by mistake. Let me close it back up. He hit it by mistake. Nakia, what you got, Nakia? Nakia, what you got? Nakia the Varner hit the one button and ain't saying, man. A big dummy.
Oh, man.
Get
not
on the morning
Nakia,
show,
man.
We make him a star and he doesn't get on here and messing up. That's Trigger, buddy.
All the way from the West Coast.
Trigger got a crush
on him. My buddy, and I don't know. Tell nobody. Oh,
nah,
I don't know about the crush. He's too high yellow.
Yeah.
He too
but
yellow.
He cool, though.
He must have hit
it by the mistake. I'm going to close him back up. Kid, go ahead and give me your bad report. I'm going to let Trigger go land because she doesn't
know. I don't have one, dog. I ain't got none, dog.
What'd you say, Flop?
Flop. Okay. Uh-oh. Flop, you got a bad report, Flop?
Nope. You know my bear report going to be on the bullshit.
No, man. We ain't going to get into that then, okay? Trigger, all right, Bobby. Right on, Bobby. Trick, give me your bear report, Trigger. Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Kiki, where you at, Kiki? Hold on, Trigger. Hold on, Trigger. Kiki. Where Kiki went? Kiki! Kiki must have went to sleep. You didn't You know, he gnaws out with them big ass eyes he got. All right, come on, Trigger. Give me your bear report, Trigger, before I get this official bear report.
Okay, here's my bear report. My bear is Jesse James.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir. That's right. Okay.
My bullet is Tasty Grace.
Yep. That's mm-hmm. Now, see that. I think Trigger been cheating because she been looking at my damn bear report. I think she must have been screwing me. All right, come on. Who's your cub? If you get the cub, if you got the same cub I got almost, it's going to be some trouble. What's the cub? Who's your cub?
Mm-hmm. My cub going to be Corn Green now.
Lil Blue?
Lil Blue. That's right.
Okay.
Lil Badass Blue?
No problem.
Yeah.
All right. What else
I'm
going to
do an honorable mention. I'm going to give Baby Bud Light the honorable mention.
Baby mm-hmm. Bud Light, yes sir. Trigger, you get all right, good. You all right today, good. Baby Bud Light. That all you got, Trigger?
Yeah.
That all you got?
That's all
baby,
I got.
Baby Bud Light. Baby Bud Light. You heard who she got a bow to? Get the cussing ass out. Come on, Bud Light. Come on out again.
Hey, Bud Light, he wants you to get it out before he get to it. He wants you to get it out before he get to it. Go ahead, get it to me. Get it to me.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? This really my second time on this show, you know what I'm saying? And no disrespect. But I just don't understand how you going to get somebody a bruh who ain't grudge racing. We had both of the grudge race of the year on the same property the whole weekend, and they didn't draw shit.
I can't give him the bell.
No.
Bud Light, see, you telling us about racing. We didn't know nothing about it, so we can't give nobody nothing if we don't know nothing about it. You telling us they ain't girls racing, so if we don't hear about the girls racing, only thing we can hear about is them bad shootouts they had. So you can't fault us for that if you don't know about it. Come on. See, just like if you didn't tell us about your race, we would have never known about your races or who you were. Right now, you almost
mm-hmm.
a star. Baby Bud Light. Bud Light, baby. Whatever.
I'm almost a star.
Baby Bud Light, look, you got an honorable mention.
Hey,
and before you came on the show,
it.
Baby
Listen,
Bud Light, your ass went nowhere on my bear report.
I appreciate that. Let me break it down to Bud Light and about what Bud Light is saying. Mine would have been perfectly placed because that goddamn push boy didn't race nobody, but that
hey,
was
hey, come on,
too.
Now, come on, hey, hey,
and,
hey,
oh
wait,
man,
hey,
hold
wait,
on,
wait, 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 come on, man, come on.
I'm finna get out of here, Flop.
Hey, dog.
Okay,
dog.
Come on, bro. Yeah.
By virtue
yeah.
of is somebody it's their own personal opinion, Bud Light. So, goddamn, mm-hmm. it could have been the lady walking down the street that whooped the little kid's ass or something. That could have been a bullet, and, you know, we just got to take it because that's their opinion. It ain't got to be
mm-hmm.
nothing about grudge race where you was or nothing, you know. So
okay.
it might have been somewhere you didn't know.
See.
It could have been
okay.
it could have been Joe Snuffy at the goddamn bullshit track, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see what
you're
saying. I got
a point
there. But like, you're pretty good, though. And you speak good, you speak fast, and you was talking to Trickle, but Trickle and Kid. They was on you. They were spreading you out, but ain't nothing wrong with that. We like that. But like you
Bud
Light, come on
Bud Light,
in
you like to debate, man. You like to debate,
yeah.
Bud Light. I ain't got no Bud Light. I can't keep up with you, man. All I can tell you is what I know.
I drink some more liquor.
Yeah. Hold on. Pajo, you got a bad report. Hold on, boy. Pajo, come on in here. Pajo.
Oh, man.
No, I don't have one.
Okay. All right. But like, let me let Raymond cuss you out one more time. Raymond ain't scared of you. You and Raymond know each other. But like, you and Raymond know each other. Hey Raymond, you ain't scared of Bud Light, you
right now.
You said, do I know Raymond? If he's from Houston, I don't know him, but I think I know who he is, and he ain't nobody important.
Oh shit,
Raymond.
Hold on, dog. If this is the Raymond I think it is, this is part of trying to argue me down that Houston got more action than Dallas because they got index races every weekend. What kind of dumbass shit does that sound like?
Raymond, your mic on, Raymond. You going to take that, Raymond? Raymond, you going to take that, Raymond?
Does that But that's all right. Action to y'all. Anybody who's calling, that's all action to y'all. Yes or no? It's a real simple question.
Yes, it is action now, Bud Light. It is action. It's action.
Oh, okay.
Any racing is action. You might not like it, but it's action.
Well, yeah.
Somebody like it.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
But don't worry about it, Bud Light. We gonna break you in right, Bud Light. You good because you take stuff direct. We need somebody direct like you. You don't take no trash, but we gonna break your butt down though. You're doing good though. We gotta see you in school, but you're doing all right though. You're doing all right.
What's the dude name? What's the dude name to be with Jamie, the dark skinned captain with the dreads?
Oh, that's Dimebag.
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 Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
You know, a dime bag of weed, a nickel bag of weed. Huh?
I was on another line. What's going on?
Bud Light just talked about your husband's sister, man.
Hey, dog.
Raymond, you know Bud Light, y'all got index racing every week, so y'all the shit. Did you really say that, man? That?
Now, he ain't talking, but I don't know Bud Light either. But, dog, listen, this is my thing. You got Keisha on the premises. You ain't got nobody around now going to try to run no car. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Okay, you got that married there. They married, right, Jess Jane beat them Friday night. They come back and beat Jess Jane Saturday night. Then they tried to, got on the mic and asked, called Jess Jane out for a grudge race Saturday night. So
JR went to goddamn Jamie to his trailer and asked him for a race with Keisha. He said no. So what's the difference?
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Hold on. You don't see him run no turbo car.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, Raymond, but now stuff done changed now. They ain't got no choice but to run them now. You know, back in the day, we used to never run them. You right. But right now, we ain't got no choice.
Raymond, let me ask you a question, Raymond. Are you a TMR fan?
Thanks for Rahul.
Uh-oh.
They was in the shootout.
They've been running a whole lot of turbo cars in that hourglass, so what's the difference in you going to get in a shootout with a turbo car if you want grudge race one?
You're talking about a turbo car running a nicest car. I've been knowing Jamie a long time.
He definitely ran a turbo car with a turbo car.
He's trying to grudge nobody.
Because I had other ducks to fuck up. That's why.
Sound like somebody going to jail. Why you didn't run it?
I didn't ask him about running. You said you asked him about racing somebody. You got to race somebody. Sound like he's full of shit. Hang your goddamn phone. Whole lot of capping on this motherfucker. Hey, Raymond, let me ask you a question, Raymond.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Bud Light. Wait a minute, Bud Light. Are you a TMR fan, Bud Light?
I respect him, man. He do all right.
I asked you whether you were a fan. I asked you if you respect him.
I mean, I'm not against him. I guess I'm a fan. I don't know.
I just want to know why y'all arguing about TMR. I just really want to know that. What's the real deal?
I'm not arguing about TMR. I'm arguing about him giving these false ass reports.
I'm not lying.
He's coming here getting these false ass reports. Like, come on, bro.
Ain't no false report.
But like,
reports is that's his opinion, Bud Light.
I thought the Burr report was
good,
his opinion.
Uh-oh.
Is the Burr report an opinion or what he's saying is an opinion? So he kind of says shit that happened as a fact, and that ain't what happened.
Mm-hmm.
What didn't happen? Tell me what part didn't happen.
You said Keisha Chow was looking for a grudge. You said Keisha and Jamie were looking for a grudge.
No, sir. I didn't say that, sir.
Okay. What was your reasoning that you just said for giving Keisha the burr or the bully? Whatever the fuck you said. What was the reason behind that?
Let me ask you a question.
I just asked you a question. Answer the question, bro. Don't ask me a question.
Okay, let me ask you. Listen to me. Let me ask you a question, sir. The reason I say he was a bully, because wasn't nobody out there to run Keisha. No, it wasn't Nell Carter and Keisha class trying to run them Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, man. Who's that going to run them? Nobody.
So now we back to class race.
We had a bunch of cars sitting out still out there with a running.
And I can guarantee you, I can probably name five or six cars that was all steel, all glass, all nitrous. That would have ran Keisha. Keisha was trying to rush somebody.
How you gonna say Keisha trying to run nobody? And they ain't go to Keisha ask Keisha for no race. Did they?
Man, Keisha wasn't trying to run nobody. They weren't going down the track.
That sounds like Lil Keisha. Keisha, Jamie, and Backstab is a grudge race of the year, right or wrong. So how you going to come to a grudge event, get out of competition at 8 o'clock p.m., and 12 more hours of racing go down, and you don't try to engage with nobody? How does that work?
Let me tell you how that works. You got Mayweather 50-0, right? Mayweather don't go around looking for motherfuckers to fight. Motherfucker come to him, look to him to fight. He a champ. He got rest of the year. So what do you got to go to other people for? People don't come to him. If you want to fight him,
I
just told your simple Simon ass that JR went to Keisha, went to Jamie, and asked him for a race. And he declined. Like I said, since you don't know what the fuck you're talking about,
that's a Jamie fan. That's a TMR fan right there. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You bring your ass to me. I'm the grudge race of the year. Come over here and talk to me.
Mm-hmm. And when somebody did, he's straight.
Everybody go.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Where y'all been, man?
We were on the side of the Cow City, had us on. His line fell off. So his goddamn line ain't powerful enough to hold all these people on this damn line. Shit.
Damn, yeah, Bobby, yeah, how long are you holding that in?
The circuit must have messed up today, too, Bobby, because I had 120 some people on there. Ain't never had.
Damn line.
What you say, Bobby? His line ain't what?
His line ain't powerful enough to hold a damn line on this damn line. Not the cricket.
Water
him down.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me go and get this on Barry, folks, and then we can get to talking, because you can't. I had to go back on mute, but my report was bad. Man, that done copied my damn bad report. I think, yeah, that's what it is. Trigger and Nakia, she kicking the trail. Trigger and Nakia be talking to each other. That's why they got done in the same bad report. I think, I'm going to tell them that's right. They cheating. That's the only way they got the same bad report. Yeah. Let me go get this official bad report.
Then I'm a, yeah. Let me go over the official battle report right quick, and then since Bob and them on and let y'all talk to me post this thing. All right, the official battle report this week, y'all might not like it, and boy, Bud Light might turn to switch malt liquor or Hennessy or whatever. The official battle week, whether y'all like it or not, is Jesse James, Oscar Cardoza, and the crew. That's the official battle week. It's Jesse James. The club is Austin Pruitt. I tried to name his Turbo Mustang, but he didn't, Turbo Car, but he didn't want me to name it. So that is the club is Austin Pruitt. The bullet is Take the Friendly Ghost. And to be honest with y'all, that's the only thing I'm going to give it this week because we don't need to fertilize nothing that's going on that don't need to be fertilized. I'm going to just leave it at that. But the official battle of the week is Jesse James, and the club is Austin Pruitt, and the bullet is Take the Great. Now, I did have a Lamont sample, which is Chris Hardy, that was driving the Ghost 5.0 car. They had a stage duel over 2 minutes. Then the man in the turbo car opened the door and told him something. He went in there and staged up and didn't even build up the boost. The man in the other lane came on in and went out in the doggone track was at the 3:30 before he took off. I said, man, that's got to be the Lamont sample of it.
Lord,
Jesus.
You
know. So that is the official battle.
Lamont sample is from Austin, Texas.
Well, anyway, y'all go ahead. Bobby, y'all on that trigger. Y'all do it. I got to go post this bad report. That's all the bad report.
Bobby, why you ain't getting no bad report, Bobby? Why you ain't getting no bad report, Bobby?
I need to hear yours. These bad reports that they got is good. I mean, I think they doing pretty good. Shit, they doing pretty good. I'm giggling my ass off.
Right.
I think the
Lamont
Stafford is the boys from Austin, Texas.
Nakia tried to make me switch my bad report and put D&D as a thought. That's what he told. He tried to make me switch. I wasn't gonna switch though. I stuck to my plan.
Well,
no,
I didn't get no bad report this week, so I left that off this week because we didn't want to get into that. Is that right, wrong, Bobby? Ain't that right? We don't need to get into nothing bad.
We don't need to hit that scratch. Yeah. The scratch just not got a Band-Aid on it.
Right.
Leave that scratch alone.
Right on. Right on. Y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
Who that hollering back there like that though?
I don't know. Somebody got them though.
Yeah. Y'all don't make that beat. Don't tell me that's that hyena back there, y'all. Stop that shit now. It's too early for that.
That's somebody around the back of the neck. Yeah.
I think the Lamont Stafford is some boys from Austin, Texas.
What they did?
Close your eyes and what you see.
Oh, nothing. Got a dang dog on day.
Not the walking dog. Side piece 2.0.
Oh, side piece.
Yes, God.
They still ain't got it together yet. Oh, they red lighted it. I think they red lighted. I think I see this.
Tell Devon to stop texting me. His mic go if you want to talk. Tell Devon to stop texting me. His mic go. Quit texting me.
Come on, Nakia, get in here. Tell us what you want us to hear.
He's always texting me. He texts me more than triggers me.
Who your bad Nakia?
Maybe he can't
talk.
You know, he might. He might can't talk. You know, he might. You know, he might be in the basement.
Oh, oh man, not in the basement.
Bobby, what's been going on? Bobby, we heard from you. Bobby, you all right? Bobby, we heard from you in a while, bro.
Yeah, I've been on, dog. I'm all right. I'm alive and well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Hey, Bobby,
right.
I just want to say one thing, and I don't mean to be rude when I say it, but you remember that night when we were talking about that dude had the crush on the lady, and the lady take all the man money, and then the man come meet her outside the club, and he whooped his money.
What you getting at, Trika?
All right, Trika, don't you?
No, dog, I remember
privately, that man said, Danny Boy, Bobby, stop laughing. I got to get it out. Your laugh make me laugh. It's just infectious. The man said when the girl come out the club, he wanted money.
Yeah. Lord,
how
many?
Somebody moving that money,
He whooped his money. Yeah, you remember that? You remember that? That's the first thing came to my mind after I took a long.
Yes. The clothes, the beat, the shirt I had, the pants I had, the thong, everything else off my head. All this shit belonged to me.
Yes.
You got it on
Bobby,
you. Get my shit off of you. You don't want to ask
me. Bobby, I couldn't get it out, Bobby, because when I look at that picture with his legs spread out, and they go.
Oh, shit.
That's all I can think about, y'all. Go look at the picture.
So that's why you say he kept saying that shit. That's why he was saying that shit.
Y'all
stupid, man. Y'all
stupid, man. That shit was for real, Bobby. That shit wasn't no joke, man.
But you didn't touch him. Somebody said Mario should have been a Jackass for calling out Jesse James and he ain't have no cutters.
Oh, man. Not the BMF crowd.
Yeah, people love to be on that mother. I don't know whether they're on the top, the bottom, or in the middle. They want to be on that mother. Very folk.
Yes, sir, Bobby.
The whole neighborhood listening at the Barry folk. I know I'm going to be on that.
Yes, sir.
I see Willie Dog going to slap the hell out of that motherfucker. He know we should have been the man.
Yeah, Bobby, if you looking for that, boy, if you looking for that, then expecting you to do something.
Hell yeah. That goddamn Barry folk could be misruling.
That Barry report will make a break you every week now. That Barry report will make a break you every week.
I don't know where they gonna be at, Bobby.
Well, one thing I can tell them, like I said about the church, cause you got fine clothes, wear fine clothes, and talk to Willie Dog every morning. Don't mean you gonna be on the barrel road, man. You got to do something.
Yeah, you got to put in work, goddamn.
You got to put in goddamn work, baby.
You know, little Billy go. What his name? Not Billy go. Bud Light. Little Bud Light said that. Now you
Bud Light fell off, man. He fell off. He fell off. Him and women were entertaining. I like them, boy.
They were entertaining. Now, dog. I was hollering. I was laughing. Now I had to go on mute a couple times.
Willie dog. You did say you could get an ass whooping and get on the bad report, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard that guy was saying about Jesse James and that Maverick. I thought they had a grudge race Saturday night. They grudge race Friday night. He got put out in the shootout on Saturday night.
Somebody got the kids back there. Got the phone. The kids. Let me see the kids back there. He didn't know his mouth was up.
They just got home from daycare.
What we said was, you can get the bat and get his butt with him, still be the battle. He still can be the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't
because
have to
grudge
race
to
be the bat either.
Yeah. Now, the shootout's good, not grudge race.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can do some jackass shit first round, and you can jack up like a bat and then fuck a motherfucker up and be the bat before the nightfall.
That's right, Bob.
That's now. The
bad don't really come out at nighttime anyway.
Hey, Bobby, you said it all in one breath.
Hey, but Bobby, them damn bads don't eat out the garbage, though. They don't eat out the garbage, though. They coming out. They damn sure ain't looking for no garbage.
No, hell no. Them motherfuckers that reaching, they getting the ass. They ain't fucking around with no yeah. coppers. Get that.
They want the what, Bobby? They want the what, Bobby?
They want that ass. They ain't trying to get in the garbage. You can get that. Shit. The only
here,
part
here.
Of the if it's the...
Everybody watching the news.
That's the Grizzlies,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Everybody watching the news.
Yeah. Not Yogi Bear. What are you talking about? Yogi Bear wants
money. Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear.
Hey, Bobby, they do want some honey now, Bobby. They do want some honey now. Don't play with it now.
Well,
they want that honey too, guys.
If they get you across the fat part of your ass, I'm going to come out of you. I don't know how this shit going
to
work out.
It might be sweet. It might not be sweet, huh?
Might be some shit.
It might not be what you want.
Bobby said the fat part of your ass, boy, I swear.
I ain't heard that in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you say somebody was lying, kid, huh? Them two, that was fighting about TMR and TMR only. The battle part was really about TMR between them two there.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they
both
have
some good points. They both have some good points, that tree.
They did, dog.
Well, I thought one of them gave the TMR to Bow. Some shit or something.
They say he should have
done it. What's the guy with this?
What Ryan said it that
Raymond gave him the bullet.
Trying,
yeah. And Bud Light come on and did like
test the cars. I mean, they was trying to, and in the midst, they ran on trying to do something. But, I mean, they had problems. I mean, they was working on this shit. They had to get it right. It's going to take a few more weeks out for them to get that thing right. They broke a rock off or something the Friday night, and the guy came
Who did that, Bobby?
Yeah, I think they broke a rock arm and they had to wait on somebody to come fix it, and they got it fixed, and I still think it wound up being another problem wrong with it, so that's what they were fighting the problem, trying to figure it out.
Right on.
I think he's back there arguing for which one of them getting more attention than when both of them
Okay.
He gonna straighten the ass out. He needs to straighten both of them out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look on. Let me look on Facebook. Somebody said Boss wants to put out something. I must be driving something. I'm supposed to be driving a car, baby.
Maybe back there, beating his teeth across the fat part of ass. He might straighten up.
Damn.
Bobby.
Hey, dog.
Bobby, you upset with that.
Hey.
Bobby upset with that fat part of the ass, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. The fat part. Where the fat part at, Bobby? Let me.
That's where that curve come out at.
Oh. Right there at the cliff. They call it the cliff now. Nowadays we call that shit the cliff. Okay.
Yeah, that's off the cliff. He going to work that motherfucker out. Trust me. Hold on.
Hey, dog. Nakia say every time you don't get a. No, let me not do
that. Hey, Danny Boy. Danny Boy, I have a mic open, Danny Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah.
We hear you, cowboy.
Yeah.
I don't know what line you're on, but we hear you. We hear you, cowboy.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's that trigger man. That's a hard trigger man. Y'all on? I don't know what line you're on, but y'all on.
They don't say nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whether we up and running good or not, when TMR come in, you see what happened, they fall off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The show messed up today right now.
All right. What's up, Bobby?
Yeah,
I told him, I told him, goddamn it, backstab that never argue with Keisha. Them motherfuckers arguing on that one. I don't want to get right. Backstab, he didn't Keisha for the best part of our ass and straighten that out.
The cliff, Bobby.
I don't know what the world's going on, man. They jealous of each other, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Lord.
Work it out. I don't know what I'm about to do. Hey, Bobby, that's one thing about it. That's a thing that people don't know and thing that people don't see. And that's why we're going to have to try to start putting some footage out there for some of the people like Chuka that just sit on here and get drunk and go to pick up
people
and don't know what kind of work they're putting.
Damn, Jamin.
I mean, Jamin, I gave you a break, Jamin. I didn't jump on your ass nail time, Jamin. I did not jump on your nail time, Jamin.
What people come back and say is, well, you should have ran somebody still in the car having problems. You should have ran somebody. That don't make no sense.
Bobby, I think, even though it ain't really people business and stuff like that, but I think, you know, well, at least here, Mark, we're going to start putting more of the struggles out here to let the people see. You know what I mean? Like more of the struggles that we go through. Because right now, we're struggling right now. And that ain't really something as far as how... You know what I'm saying? We've been knocking heads off and stuff like that. People just ain't really been seeing the struggle. We're struggling right now, but we ain't gonna quit. But you know, to get back to where we used to be with the cars and stuff like that, we're gonna try to show them what it takes to get it back, get back in the groove. But right now, shit, we on the edge of the road right now. That was one.
You motherfuckers off the road.
Lane, look like, kid.
Damn sure is. But OBI.
Hey, the fun thing about it, though, we ain't going to quit, though. I can tell you that. We ain't going to quit.
You better not quit. You better poop. You better poop. Backfire, kick, drop, everything. Down the damn track.
Oh, yeah. The one thing about it, though, like I said, it just, you know what I mean, the heartache, the hard time, and
the all-nighters and all that. That's drag racing.
You have heartache. Damn, Jamin, you have heartache, Jamin? That's a new word.
Yeah, Trigger, you just... Yeah. Having one right now. Everybody call about it.
Yeah, when you went about all new shit, know this shit's supposed to work, I'm ready to go now. Shit, they go.
Hey, kid.
Yeah. What up, Jim?
What that about? Before that pop, I had them all lined up. I'm sitting before that pop. Now let that button go. I'm moving a little bit too fast here, but I let that point go. See, kid, I had a long line up. We're going to be calling that for the 4th of July, but it's all good. Ain't nothing major like everybody else be talking about. So like, ain't nothing major, but we can get surgery.
Yeah, well, when it comes to drag race, you're going to have gremlins. So you got to get over it.
We'll be heading back home tomorrow. Me, Cowboy, Tommy, you know, the Cowboy man. I mean, he even stayed up there. He couldn't take it. He wanted to see what it takes to go through.
So,
we chilling right now, man. We just went and ate up a good meal. You know, we struggling right now. I'm putting my cash up. Kid, if you want to donate anything to our funding or food funding.
No problem. Hey, pick it up at the petrol truck stop right there on 20 in Georgia.
Kid, tell him again.
Pick it up at the petrol truck stop here in Georgia.
SC, Jamin, you come here talking that shit, I would have stopped y'all off at Bucky's. I like for people to eat. I would have sent to the Bucky's. He sent your ass to the petrol stop. Get it.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
We got the fans up there. Whether we running good or not, they just want to see us on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. That's super
hey,
good.
Hey, Jamie, hold on a minute, Jamie. You might be able to. Jamie, hold on for a minute. You might be able to chime in on this here because you know you wanted the players in the game and all y'all. But I got to. Hey, Bobby, I got to ask Bobby a question. Bobby.
Yeah.
They just came back. I done got another question because people are questioning Bud Lightning. And whoever got the noise, put your phone on mute. And Bud Lightning was having that discussion with him and Raymond, which was a good discussion. Now, Bobby, if you in a shootout and you bet your money, or if you're in a shootout where you had to pay to get in and you win, is that considered a grudge race or not?
If you put your money up to race in the shootout?
Well, I'm saying either, if you put your money up or if you're betting in the shootout or if you're betting your money. I just.
Yes.
No, I know. I think if you win, it's considered a grudge race, Bobby. That's right.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys. We already discussed that one time before. We discussed that one time before. Some people say it's a grudge race. Some people say, hey,
this black dude that works out there with us.
Roman, put your phone on mute.
On mute.
With all that noise, baby. Go ahead. Y'all go ahead debate it then. Somebody say it's a race. Somebody say it ain't a grudge race. Somebody say it's just a race they won, but somebody said it's not a grudge race.
So
if you bet money, it's got to be a grudge race.
I say it's a race.
And they going to the finish line side by side. It's a race.
It's a race, yeah. It's a race. It's a race. It's a race. It counts as a win. It counts as a loss. It's a race. They did a race in the shootout. Grudge comes from when I
come
at your ass.
So you said it's not a grudge race then?
I'm saying it's a race. It's a race.
I heard that thought. Are you saying it's not a grudge race then?
It is a grudge.
Okay, I got a grudge with you, and I just happened up on you. I ain't never met you. I'm just
asking for discussion. I'm just asking for clarification.
Can I answer that?
Yeah,
hey,
come
dog,
on.
Can
yeah.
I answer that? This
yeah.
is Jeremiah.
Yeah. Yes.
All right,
yeah.
So,
yeah, come on, Jeremiah.
So you know that me and Scrap are locked in for this upcoming Saturday. Me and Scrap have been going at it for a year now, okay? Just so happened that we were both getting into a shootout together. We made a first-round call-out where we put $2,000 on top of – well, not in the name pop. We racing for $2,000. So we're knocking out two birds with one stone. We're grudge racing and we in the shootout. We just – it's going to be a winner. It's going to be a loser. The next person is going to fall. So if I beat Scrap beat me, somebody going to walk away with $2,000.
We got that part, Jeremiah. The problem people got is people are saying, see, one time what it was, Jeremiah, let me give you the history of this thing. Sometimes when people trying to stack their statistics up for grudge racing, they was counting, you know, counting shootouts as grudge racing. Now some people don't want to do it sometimes, so now they're saying it ain't. But we said, it don't make no difference. If I put my money up against you and race you for money, regardless if it's in a shootout, whether we out there on the plane shooting miles or whatever, it's supposed to be – it's a grudge race.
Yep.
So, you know, so what I'm just asking what everybody else
saying. You put your money up to run that man, I don't understand how you do it and where you was. It's a grudge race.
But, dog, they use it. They use it as a crutch. All right. You can't take the word shootout, alpha, because that's what you got
Danny Boy,
hold on. That's my opinion. Let me speak. It's my opinion. If I'm at the racetrack and I choose to grudge race you, and you choose to go in the shootout, I grudge race, and you got in the shootout. Now, once you get in the shootout, and you decide we're going to bet some money, y'all had a race. Y'all raced each other.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not trying to change your mind,
but it's
a grudge race, man.
But you want to know the mess up.
You want to know the messed up part about it. If they whoop a nigga ass, they going to want credit for whooping his ass.
But they not going to say
again. Yeah, you're right. You did whoop his ass.
It was a shootout.
Yeah.
No, but you see, you can't play semantics with it, or you can't.
I know, but you can nickname play what you want. If your uncle got nuts, see your fucking uncle, and if she don't, see your uncle. You can nickname this shit with
you want.
Lord, how much?
$5 on the side at that point, and we've been talking shit up to this day. That's a grudge rate. That's me and you.
Hold on, let me holler at Bobby for a minute. Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby. You said something a while back on the other show, and you was real strong about it. Now, and somebody just texted me and said something to the opposite, but I disagree. But I'm gonna let you restate it. If Bobby Cole get in that $25,000 shootout where you got four people going up against each other, y'all put up $5,000 apiece. Every time you whoop somebody's butt to get that $25,000, is that a good race or not, Bobby?
Yes, that advances your money to the next goddamn go round. That money starts piling up on your ass.
Well, with Danny Boy, ain't no next round. You get your ass over there on the other side, and we're going to grow it. Ain't no next round. One shot, one kill, motherfucker. You can call it what you want, or I'm going to call it what I want.
Yeah.
I'll call it, get your man, and get his ass on the other side. I don't give a fuck if it ain't no more round. We're going to do this first round, motherfucker, me and you. That's a good race to me. I can't make it be what it is to y'all.
You can call it a gangster girl thing. That's gangster girl race right there. Now, that's gangster if you want to call it, but you can call it a powder puff girl race.
What?
But you can call it a powder puff, but it's still a girl race.
Big daddy,
hey, Come on, Jeremiah. Help me out, Jeremiah.
Because, see, every race don't happen like y'all saying. They really want each other's ass. They really want each other's ass, and they need in the shootout. Every one of them ain't like that. See, some of them, you just get in the shootout to test your car because it's free. Okay?
Yeah, we know that. We ain't talking about that, though.
So, Danny Boy, what if you want a shakedown,
and a motherfucker want a shakedown and want to lock you for some money, that's a goddamn grudge race. If you want a shootout and a motherfucker want to judge you for some undetermined amount of money, this will get turned into a goddamn grudge race, although you run the shootout.
I agree with a shakedown. If we both
fuck
up the second
that
guy did.
That's what I was going to ask, Danny Boy.
You just ain't going to never get me to see it your way, and I ain't going to never get you to see it my way, and I'm okay with that. To me,
you don't have to lock no money in to be have a grudge race, man. Tap a motherfucker on the show.
Well, that's what I do. I want my man Mono.
That's what you do. We goddamn it, shoot
out. I agree with the way I do it. I grudge race. That's what I do. So, and then I ain't got to get in no goddamn group of motherfuckers to fight. That's just like a motherfucker in the club. A motherfucker slapped the shit out of by himself and he curl up. But in a gang, he fight like a motherfucker. And that shit, a true grudge is motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Beat your ass, you trying to be mad. That's to me.
Lord have mercy.
I'm with you, Danny Boy.
Big Kim House.
I agree with Danny Boy. And plus, a whole lot of these cowards that used to be wanting to talk about their grudge races and dog and talk about you and dog you out. Well, hold on, man. They dogging you out and talk about you like a dog. You don't grudge. They ain't running high and jumping a shootout and talking about, oh, I'm grudge. You don't want to get in that 2-2 shootout. Bunch of cowards.
One-on-one shootout.
On his phone, man.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, y'all. I want to ask Danny Boy, Dog, or whoever else want to answer the question. Because I hear him talk about grudge racing so much. I was under the impression grudge racing was just that. Me and you got a grudge. We got an alt. We've been talking trash leading up to this moment. But then I just heard somebody say, if we both up here to test our cars and you say, hey, man, bet 100, that's a grudge race. That's not a grudge race to me. That's just a bet. I just bet that I'm going to get down this track faster or better than you. But a grudge race to me is me and you really got a real life going back and forth between one another, and we decided that fucking we finna bury this bitch right now and get up here, get your ass down, Now I bet $2,000. I'm gonna bet
but,
I beat
but
your ass.
But plenty of people lock in races and they don't go through none of that shit you're talking about. They don't go ahead at all.
Yep.
Some people are real easy to lock
true.
In. There ain't no arguments. They bet their money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it ain't always a bunch of hoopla.
Yeah,
although
that,
those
that,
ones
that,
are the most exciting.
What you saying,
but
you, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
I mean. That dog gonna fly. I mean, you gotta realize, hell, we might roll into town and
right.
y'all got a race and motherfucker might roll in there. You don't even know. He ain't gotta be no rival of yours. I mean, you bet
mm-hmm.
your money at the grudge race.
Yes,
right.
Good point.
And it doesn't make a difference how much money they bet or who
mm-hmm.
they is or what kind of car it is. I mean, you grudging for some money.
Mm-hmm.
Grudging is when a person is putting equal amount of money up and goddamn it getting to it side by side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Carl Mike does. You want to win that fucking money.
Bobby, let me
that's
ask you this, then, Bobby.
You want to win that money.
What's that, then?
Okay, let me ask you this. See, y'all be saying all this different shit, and I think y'all kind of forget what y'all be saying. Oh, these folks will run each other. They'll run each other in a shootout, but they won't grudge race. So if it ain't a difference, what fucking difference does it make? Then they should run each other either way.
That's
it's the same
right,
damn thing.
You're talking about something else.
I'm talking about
you're
what I'm talking
about. Something else.
You can dissect the way you want.
You're talking about something else. We talking about, well,
no.
what a motherfucker do
now,
with
what's
the
difference? What's the difference?
It's a whole lot. If
you
a motherfucker don't want to race, they don't want to race. If they don't want to grudge, they don't fucking want to grudge. They only give them a free shootout. They run them for competition for money.
Exactly.
Okay, so let me tell you another thing about that.
Y'all got both of y'all got good points, but we ain't decided yet. I'm trying to get somebody to throw these events and ask them. But look at Jesse James and Backstabber. They was going at each other, and they never did really lock up down there in Texas. Then they got in that shootout and they ran each other, but they ran each other for the same thing almost. They was gonna run in the whatever. So that wasn't a grudge match between them in that shootout when they ran?
It was a fucking grudge race. They bet their money.
I ain't saying that ain't no grudge race to y'all. It ain't to me. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't got to go across
the world saying it. You know, to me, right. you in a shootout. No, you right. That's bottom line opinion. With me. That's your opinion. All right, so now I got a question right here. What happens when it's not a free dog, it's not a free shootout? Now, Big Sam's shootout and Bond's shootout, you had to buy in. We had to buy in to get into those.
I just used that with Bobby. With Bobby, they put up $5,000 apiece and trying to win $25,000. That four car shootout.
Okay, there you go. Okay, see, I didn't know that. All right, so you already got it then. You already on it.
Yeah, we have.
I'm like, at that point in time, look, shit, we got two pots in. We got the pot we had to pay to get in the event. Then we got
that's right.
So that's double shit. That's even heavier than the grudge.
Trying to win two money.
Trying to win it all.
Motherfucker saving
like
the pot, getting
man.
Right up there and run for it all.
That's
what's
right.
up? My opinion is this right here. I think grudge racing is nice. I believe it's a not so much a fading sport, but it is pretty much distorted. Is becoming to be distorted. Shootouts is where it's at, man. I'm just being honest with you. For me, shootouts is where it's at. Grudge racing ain't never going nowhere because you're going to always have it. People are going to always put more skin in the game as it pertains to when me and you have a beef or something, a rivalry. I don't like saying beef, so we have a rivalry. But I just feel like shootouts is the way it's going. So any event that I've been to.
Shootout ain't nothing but a class race, man, with no time. That ain't no darn grudge race, man.
But I'm going to tell you why it's not. I'm going to tell you why it's not a class race.
I know why it's not. They get over there because they're scared. They don't want to run each other, so they jump in the shootout. I'm going to win this big money.
You got to remember, Tim doesn't like shootouts because he don't fit in any. He's
on the Tim.
Old
on the Tim. Let me say this.
If I let me
say all I gotta do is
damn, Junior, how long have you been holding that in, Junior?
I don't want to do that.
Don't really race much.
Damn, Junior.
He don't fit shootouts.
Man, it is fast racing.
I don't want
it.
Man, if you don't think girls,
I got to have one. Any 2 cars can run in the grudge race, you ain't going to say, well, no, this a G-body, and this fit the rules. This one got no steel, all steel, all glass. All steel, all glass. You can't have no pecker and all that shit. Man, get the fuck out of here. All right, well, let me say this. That's class racing. That's class racing like Tim out there.
So wait a minute. Was it class racing? Hold on, Junior, hold on. So was it class racing when I got in Bond's race on 2 Saturdays ago and I had to race a fucking twin turbo big block when there was supposed to be a small block shootout and they ain't pull them out?
Hold on, let me answer that. It was class racing, but Bond said he made a mistake and put that car in there. He said that, motherfucker. That's why you got the belt, you faggot motherfucker. That's how you got the belt, because that car wasn't supposed to be in there. Dumbass, because it was a fucking crazy race. Okay. Fuck are you talking about, Lord Jesus? You know why you got the belt. You didn't whoop the twin turbo car. You didn't whoop a motherfucker. Did you whoop him? Did you beat him?
Who got the belt?
Did you beat
him? Who got the belt?
No,
who got the belt?
This motherfucker,
Jeremiah.
They
said that car wasn't G-body, and it wasn't supposed to be in there. He got the G-body built because that car wasn't supposed to be in there.
Oh,
and
man, y'all fuckers,
man. He said it was the G-body.
Yeah, my. He ain't a goddamn motherfucker.
Yeah, he got the belt. I told him they fucked up. They fucked up letting him get the belt. They should have blown his ass out.
God damn it.
But I ain't mad at him, but that's why he's saying all that and grudge racing this and that, because he know he ain't grudge racing.
Man, y'all better, hey, you want them to talk,
Jeremiah,
you want them to talk.
You're right, but now watch this. But Jeremiah, I'm not mad at you.
No,
that's why you saying that.
You're
supposed to say that. You ain't doing nothing wrong.
When you get over there, they get up there all of a sudden now. When it used to be everybody was trying to grudge me and they talk about you like a dog, then all of a sudden now they want to get in the shootout talking about, oh, no, hey, man, I want to whoop that butt. Oh, well, I'm in the shootout. So what? Get your behind on the lock in, boy.
Can I ask
Ken
a question, y'all?
Yeah.
Can I ask
you? They want to cry, man. They use that shootout as as a pacifier. They want to get
a
crutch. That's all they do. Everybody supports that garbage. Supports that flippy stuff. That's why the girls racing went down.
Hey,
because you gave them a way out.
Hey, Tim, I'm finna do the same
thing.
I think I'm gonna get in the streetcar shootout Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers scared to run. They scared to death. I'm going to go get in the bitch.
Tim Houston Jr., I got a question for y'all. Okay.
Hey, Jeremiah, please hold on because I'm finna fuck him up right quick. Hey, Tim House, I heard Skin say it ain't no rules in grudge racing. I strongly disagree.
Just stipulate.
And I'm going to show. Hold on. Skip is a rule, man. Get your dictionary out.
Let me finish, man.
Tim House, you done made it real obvious of what you got in your car. You got a big block and however else the other stuff you got. But when I said something to you about running softy, bitch, first thing out of your mouth is, oh, I'm a junior this, I'm a junior that. You class racing men, Tim.
The difference is, we bet money, we locking in, and we racing that one motherfucker. Now, that's the difference.
And one more thing. and that you have to know nobody ain't no fool unless they going to do it. If you want me to run them head up or somebody head up, I'm saying, well, I don't think I fit in that class. I'm in that lane, and I know
hold
my
on.
Limitations.
Let me say this, you have the right in a grudge race. You have a right to refuse the race.
No.
You can't refuse when you class race or bracket race.
My, my car don't fit the rules.
Tim
my car fit another rules.
Tim House. All I'm going to say to you is this, Tim House.
I'm listening.
When I tell you I don't want to run Jeremiah because we don't sit alike or it's some different than just suck my ass like you do his.
Oh, no.
Damn, Flop.
Yeah.
How long you been holding that in?
Hold on, kid. I got an answer for him, but I don't want to start a fight. So that's why I'm going to be quiet and go ahead and let
no,
it go.
No, don't say what you
got
to say, because
it ain't got nothing to do with me and you. I'm talking about this during fake stuff that they all doing, a bunch of cowards. I seen a bunch of them do it. Oh, man,
oh,
I'm going to whoop that butt. Then all of a sudden they say, hey, man, lock in. Oh, I'm in the shootout. That's a wimp, man.
Let me ask you a question, Tim.
Right.
So let me ask you this question.
Yes,
do they use a leather belt for the grudge race and a plastic clothes hanger for the shootout? I just want to know. Does the ass whooping feel different? I just want to know because I'm trying to figure this out. And
they
need
feel
some
they
help.
Can get away with it when they lose.
Hey, Tika Lee.
I like that.
When she answered, when you asked the question, when they get over in a shootout and they get their butt handed to them, I've seen a many of them do it. They get in that shootout. Oh, yeah, I lost. I'm going on, blah, blah. But when you get your behind, you put that 2,500 up. And you get your butt knocked out. They get on. You said you got your behind handed to you. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Don't be talking about it. I'm trying to do this. I don't want to hear that.
You
robbed
me. You robbed me.
Yeah,
you robbed me.
That's all.
You robbed me. With their crybaby ass. They look like they been bucking number 6 at the Bozo show when they get that ass whooped.
Damn.
Hey,
I'm going to show you how a lot of their shows wait. Said a whole weight what you say though, and how the motherfuckers do change up, because ain't no motherfucking way I'm gonna get my cop there and run yours in a fucking grudge race, but in a free entry shootout, I'm gonna get up there and try your motherfucking.
There you go. And I'm gonna say this. Hey, can I say this? Now, Flop, he disagreed earlier. He was right now. Yeah, a stiff is a rule. I agree with that, but. I'm going to say this. I ain't never known Flop to get in no shootout. Watch the Flop ain't jump in.
But Ballhead, come on now. The steps are the rules between two people that agree. So there
and
are no outside rules.
No, you're right. But I just went on. For argument's sake, he is right. A step is a rule, but he knows what the
rules are agreed upon.
The rules are agreed upon.
There's no reason you
–
yeah, okay. Between the two ways.
You give them
that's
Flop
why
rules.
They say there's no rules, because they change every second of the day.
Flop going to say the shootout, everybody agreed to the rules.
You already know the rules when you get in.
He's going to pull it in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I just went on and pulled the trigger for him. I pulled it for you, Flop.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Remember somebody called him a white boy one time.
Yeah. But like I said, man, y'all know it. Bobby Cole know it. All of them know it. A grudge race is different than a goddamn shootout or a class race, whatever.
Man, fuck all that, man. What that matter with that goddamn pipe, man? Let's talk about that. What that matter with that goddamn pipe?
Hey. We ain't going through that now. Come on, man. We ain't going through that now.
Yeah, get on
the back. Oh, hell no. We going through it. We went through Brother D over the wall and all that shit. We ain't going through it.
What line are you on? We ain't going through it. What line are you on? What line are you on so I can get you out of here?
You can't find me.
Yeah,
you can.
I can find you. Now, talk now. I can find you. Don't tell me what I can't do. Talk
yeah,
now.
I am.
Yeah,
yeah,
talk now. No, you ain't. You ain't no mad man. I can find you too. I can shut you up too. Watch this in. Now, talk now. You talk now.
The shootout ain't a bad thing. It's definitely a big difference in a shootout loss and a grudge race loss. And if motherfuckers say it ain't, they ain't grudge race. We're not saying that.
We just saying just because you're in a shootout, if you bet your money in a shootout, just when you meet somebody in a shootout, regardless of what it is, if you bet your money, how come you can't say it's a grudge race if you bet your money? Now, if you don't bet
right.
no money, you,
right.
You're right. Well, hold on. Can somebody else talk? I ain't in the room. Well, be quiet. Then let somebody else talk. Then what I'm trying to say is, all of us are on here don't mean nothing. It all boils down to whether or not whoever getting these awards out when they at these banquets, whether or not they consider that. We just talking about it, discussing. What we say on it don't mean nothing. We just
I don't give a fuck if they don't never have no awards. Because Danny Armstrong, it is not no fucking grudge race. The dog it is, the Bob it is, the whoever else want to
be. I didn't say it. I straddle the fence. I mean, but you know,
okay,
we went to the first.
I was just making an example, dog. All
yeah.
I'm saying to me
yeah.
is one or the other. It's one or the other. That's the idea with me. Now, anybody else can view it the way they want to view it. But to me, it's one or the other.
It's not a bad thing, but the definition of the two is totally different.
Hey, dog.
All right.
Yeah,
get out. I want to see what that old music got to work.
You have a definition of a grudge race, and then you have a separate definition of a shootout. That makes them different.
Right. Taking a frequency and not really.
They
said grudge race is a grudge race. It's just something you got that you got to give another man.
You don't have to say if they bet money. You don't have to say, you don't have to say if they bet money. I done heard you tell a motherfucker, you'll run his ass for a hamburger. Because I want your ass, Leon, every time
that's
I
right.
see you.
That's
you
right.
got the back time. That's
right.
for me. That's a grudge. That's all I'm saying. But you can say, well, you can put money in it and change the whole definition just because money came involved. This motherfucker beat your ass for a dollar. A grudge race. He won't beat your ass and talk shit. He don't come on and talk just as much shit if he win. If he run you for 2 on 5, 1 on $400, he gonna talk just as much shit when he beat your ass because he want to beat your motherfucking ass in a grudge race. Me against you, motherfucker. Get over there. That's me.
But I can't make it be that for y'all. I don't want to be none of y'all ass. I don't want to be none of y'all ass. I want to go in your fucking pocket. I don't want to be
that's right.
in no race.
That's right.
However you want me to
that's
go
right.
in it. If I got to sell your ass a newspaper for $1,000, come on get it, motherfucker. I'll tell you.
I want to go in your ass. I want to go in your motherfucking ass. I'm gambling.
Right, that's right.
right.
But no.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm just poking a hole in what they said, a grudge. You would beat a motherfucker for a dollar. No, I don't want your ass that bad to beat you for no hamburger or no dollar. Fuck you. I don't want to whoop your ass. I want to whoop your ass and get you in your motherfucking pocket.
You saying you going down the track for one reason, but you lose just like you win. So if you bet $10,000, you don't win.
So I'm going to take a chance on losing.
You still got to win.
I'm going to take a chance on losing. Okay, listen to this. I'm saying you're right. But the end result, you got to win. No matter what you're doing, you got to win.
You got better odds in a regular grudge race.
Some people, at least you know what you're up against. But some people,
It's just like gambling, going to the boat. Some people go and say, man, I'm going to just lose this $50, put it in the slot machine. That's all I want to do. But some people go and talk about, man, hold on. I'm going to tap this $1,000 and try to win me a couple of thousand. I'm going to get the fuck on up out of here. It ain't worth it if they ain't trying to win. But some motherfuckers ain't really trying to win. They going for amusement only. That's what some of these motherfuckers doing in racing. For amusement only.
Now watch this. Hey, Skin, watch this. When you said that, if you go up there and you win, you say, I'm just going to bet this 50 and go to the boat. If I win or lose, that's good. Everybody say, uh-huh. You go there and lose $1,000 in the house note, they say, you about the stupidest son of a gun.
Sure,
yeah, so if I go out there, and as long as I'm in the shootout and I lose $50, they say, well, he lost. He's still in the shootout. If I go out there if we go out there together, two cars, and we put that $1,000 up each, and you get your behind handed to you, they going to get right on the show and tell you, you about the stupidest son of a gun. You got up there and got
you
your behind
handed. You ain't no been fucking with that car. You ain't no been messing with that car. Tim, I got this type of car. You got that. Like Skip. They said Skip was a dumbass jumping up there with you. Tell me he going to run your car. I'll run you, Tim. You blowed his ass out. They said he had no business running you.
They was all excited about it at first. And then all of a sudden when they changed, he was stupid.
But guess what, Tim? You ain't never heard in no shootout no motherfucker said, you ain't got no business running him. You ain't never heard that in the shootout.
That's right.
He ain't never heard that.
Never heard
that. They get their ass up there and run any car, whatever name they pick out the hat, that's who they run. And it's all love and war, and the kids jumping up and down, and the granddaddies and shit. Man, get the fuck out of here. Get your ass in there.
And they don't have, they all the same, too. G-body,
you're
28,
one car, one sister. What you hear in that shootout is, man, flopping, got to run Tim House next round. Man, Tim House going to murder him. Oh, man, it didn't cost nothing to get in. He might well take a chance.
Hell yeah. Hey, guess what else you going to hear? I know they're going to rough with some fellas. And I'm going to go on mute after this. These punk motherfuckers getting in these shootouts to see how fast you motherfuckers go.
That's
right. Get your
dumb ass.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Getting in these shootouts, man. He runs so-and-so. Because I run so-and-so. He beat me by this. Or I beat him by that. He couldn't run no faster than this. They want to know your time. Get your ass up there for that $5,000 or $10,000. You can go tell President Reagan, motherfucker, my motherfucker died.
That's right.
You can tell any motherfucker my time then when you get that ass whooped.
Hey, Papa, guess what? It ain't gonna cost you. It ain't gonna cost him a dime to get to know your time or get to know where you. It ain't gonna cost
you. That's what I'm saying. You get in that rag last shootout, it ain't gonna cost you a dime.
Hey,
get your time.
Ken,
get your ass over
there,
Ken.
Ken, let me ask you
something.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Ken? Okay, Ken, take this one.
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I tell you, look, I want to run you, I'm going to lock you in for 5-on-25 or better, right?
Right.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, I hear you. You said 5-on-25.
Yeah, okay, I want to lock you in 5-on-25 or better. Okay.
Yeah.
We locked in, right? You get to the cat.
Yeah.
You decide you don't want no problem, or I decide I don't want no problem. I got to give you $500, right?
That's right.
Right? So if I meet you in the shootout, I got a choice. But I don't want to get now, motherfucking quarter. I still get to run you, right?
That's right.
That's right. So we made it to the next round. We paired up. Dog say you got skin next. So I ain't got to bet a quarter. Now,
Robin, they just unmuted the mic. You follow me, Skin?
They did.
I guess they're trying to find that noise. Yeah, I hear you. I
hear
you.
Paper out
there,
noise.
Like,
yo, you can hang out with so bold.
Go ahead, I'm following you.
Hey, carry your fuck ass on mute.
They trying to find that noise. Let's say that. Who lying he on? Get his ass out of here.
All you got to do is hang him up. Shit.
That's all they got to do. Who lying he on?
He muted me for about 20 minutes.
So the man, that's Tate like a motherfucker, man.
Somebody
hang his ass up, man.
Say it again.
I hang his ass up.
Say it again.
I hang his ass up.
Hey, go, he gone now.
His ass out there.
He gone now, yeah.
Now we gone. Yo. You ain't going nowhere.
Daddy boy.
Y'all ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, Daddy boy,
y'all
ain't
had
a good thing going on. I was trying to see which way they were going.
Oh, I ain't. They must have just fell off. I ain't hanging up. Kid, you got some noise on your land. You better hurry up and get it out there before we go off. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck.
Oh, that's Kid with the noise.
I wonder if Kid sleep.
Yeah.
Kid, wake up.
Well, I don't.
Hang him
well,
ass
I'm,
up.
I ain't hanging him up, but I had him muted, though, because he had a lot of noise on his line, and he must have got somebody on there.
Yeah.
I thought he was in there with by himself.
That's probably what Daddy Boy had over there with them in.
Don't hang him up. Who did hang him up? Where'd they get that from?
I didn't hang nobody up.
And hang him up,
show.
That's where they get it from. You mean?
No, Bobby was on my line, dog. Bobby was on my line.
This ain't the hang it up show, sir.
I know, because the tire quit. Then it fly quick.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Treka.
You better be glad I've been drinking, because I'll get on your ass.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Treka. Treka.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm smoking these blunts. We'll be going at it. I'm on these blunts.
Oh, man.
Man, sit down. Them blunts. Girl, how you talking slow?
Treka, don't you hear somebody calling you, Treka? Don't you hear somebody
Treka. Do you see that everybody, there's a bunch of people come on this phone. They always want to put me down and try to discredit. But there's people on the phone that believe and think like I do. All these old cowardly wimps that get on the phone talking all that big bad garbage. But when they got to put that 2,500 or 5,000 up, and they going to get up there and engage one-on-one. I don't hear too much of that no more. But now they want to come in the shootout.
Believe it or not, Tim House, More arm agree with what you say than they willing to tell. You better believe it now. Just know this now. More arm agree with you than they willing to tell. They don't want you to be right. They don't want you to be right, Tim.
That's crazy. Don't
know. Tim ain't never right.
I ain't never wrong.
Look, see that? See what I told you? See what I told you?
How off topic we got. But I'm
Tim.
How far off topic we get.
Hey, Tim,
I don't have no problem with somebody going in and locking in and all that. But like they said, when you get in these shootouts, you don't. Everybody ain't looking at the hidden agenda. Or I get up to get the race free. Or I get to get up and see about where he at. And then I just heard him say, well, you didn't get up there with the salty one. Well, see, maybe I get him to see how fast he is. Maybe I might. Man, get out of here. That's all garbage, man. You want to lock in, lock your behind in, and do what you got to do. Whether you win or lose.
Right. Listen to Tim. Get him, Junior. Lock him in again.
That's
right.
Like
David's
got to talk like he's very
right.
Who you beat the last three times in racing?
Man,
Hey, Junior, let me ask you the question, Junior. Hey, Junior, I got a question for you. Did you beat him in a shootout or did you beat him head up?
Man, beat him head the fuck up every which way. Three different tracks, three different drivers, three different fucking drivers. Every which way. But watch this, Treka. In front of the whole United States, all I said, All he got to do is give me what I ask him, and we'll run again. He done won everything. He just told you he done won in three different tracks, three different
tires.
Well, give it back to me again. Try it again. All I want to do is try it again.
Wait, Junior, wait a minute, Tim. Let me ask you a question. Junior, what did Tim ask you for, Junior? What did Tim ask you for?
The back tire. The back tie.
What's wrong with the back tie? What's wrong with the back tie? What's wrong with the back pop? Tell me what's wrong with the back shot, Junior.
It seemed to work pretty good.
I told him, get
the clear.
Hey,
Chigalu.
You don't want to give me the back shot? Give me the clear. He got a turbo car.
Chigalu.
Yeah, ball head. Go ahead, Black Ball Head.
Chigalu, Junior, and Tim. They don't get, hey, I ain't never heard of nobody.
Pro Charger and a turbo car.
Hey, Tim, I ain't never heard of nobody in no